about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Look good, smell good, taste good,
it's good.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
We promised your boyfriend, Psycho Mike, he could ask one question. All right, Mike, what's your question for Jared?
What are you wearing, buddy?
I was going to ask you the same thing.
Oh,
the love.
I'm exactly how you left me last night, my friend.
Eureka.
Lord.
Eureka, Jared.
Certainly male asses, good times.
I love fat asses. I'm an ass man. I've been talking about tits all day, but I like ass. I like a nice round behind. How about that?
Never in my life have I heard a man speak more like a Thor.
Dr. Zulu!
Chicks love Wayne Bone. Why do you think they have strap-ons and things in that nature?
I am a sick machine.
Except for the guy with the weird eyes. He handicapped or something?
We believe he's of Korean descent.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
From Barbershop 2, all hail Queen Latifah.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
Just
like the other one.
Ding, fries are done. Ding,
this
fries are done.
To be about to quit.
Do you think this room is a fairy out of it?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, Ding.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Oh, are you turned on right now? What is wrong with you?
Today we're out finding out what type of holes people prefer.
I know nothing about nothing.
Just pass it around.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
I just pass it on down.
And now,
I just pooped.
Our feature presentation.
Oh, wow.
Okay, then.
That is the way to start.
No kidding.
How about that? Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. And, well, there's a few instruments in the studio, perhaps, today.
Mm-hmm. What's Maybe. That all about?
It's about Mocktober. It's about Mocktober.
What?
Where we mock the fact that classic rock stations add an R to October, and they're just fascinated by the fact that they can say Rocktober. And they discovered that like 50 years ago, mm-hmm. and still today they're so excited because they can say Rocktober because they put an R on it. That's creative.
My eggs are still in the Blowvember basket, by the way. That's, for me, is still the best holiday.
That's a better band.
That's the month, is Blowvember. Yeah, I can't wait. And curiously, that's just Lisa and Psycho Mike.
Oh, yeah.
They're the only ones performing in that band.
Right, well, sure. We have had years of practice.
Exactly.
Well, I would like to say that it's Friday, and it's the 23rd of Rocktober.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Wow, David King of Mexico is back.
Yes, and rocking harder than ever.
In a big way.
He's never sounded better on the drums. I mean that. It's not being sarcastic. He sounded awesome.
Can I tell you who's not back?
Who?
Psycho Mike.
Who's that?
Psycho Mike. I turn to Mike and I go, are you not playing the guitar? He goes, I don't have one. I said, what do you mean you don't have a guitar? It's all messed up. And
it's in the shop. His guitar's in the shop, I heard.
But you don't just bail on the gig.
I didn't bail, dude. I'll be around. Don't worry.
What, are you going to play, make some? You going to make a guitar between now and?
Play spoons, dude.
You'll see.
Spoons. Spoons.
You'll see. I like right now. I'm I guess as the official leader of Melfon, the first founding member, I'm being a little bit of a diva. But later on today, you'll see me arrive.
All right.
Wow.
Do you have demands that no one's meeting? Is that the problem?
My rider isn't being met.
Oh,
that's
too bad.
Hey, before we get to your telephone calls on any topic for Kevin Means, What to Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. This is an amazing story that I have to get on because we have a very full show. We won't have time for it later. Check this out. A guy living in Springfield, Virginia, which is a suburb of Washington, D.C., got up 5:30 Monday morning, walked into the kitchen to make some coffee. He was alone in his home. He was naked. Okay?
Okay.
Excellent.
Who hasn't done that,
sure.
Right? A woman and her 7-year-old son were cutting through his front yard from a nearby path, saw him through the front window sitting at his table, kitchen table, having coffee, called the police. Fairfax County police showed up and arrested
what?
The man for indecent exposure.
In his own house and they're cutting through his yard?
Yes, ma'am.
That's insane.
The man said he had no idea anyone could see him. Police say that they believe he wanted to be seen by the public. He could face a year in jail and $2,000 in fines. He plans to fight the charge.
Here's all I know. We have plenty of room in the jails, so that's cool.
And this is a very serious crime that clearly impacts many, many people. I mean, families have been broken up and people have lost their homes over this kind of behavior.
That is surprising.
Well, he should countercharge for trespassing.
Yeah, he should. You're right about that.
Good part.
But isn't that unbelievable? You're sitting at assuming the guy's telling the truth, you know, who knows? I mean, for all we know, he had it pushed up against the glass and he was waving and pointing at it.
He was putting him on the glass? Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, he might have been putting him on the glass. But I'm just saying, if his version of the story is actually what happened, then that's trouble, right? That's just, that's crazy talk.
I would think so, unless, you know, he's got a gigantic window and it was clearly open. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
right.
But
it is 5:30 in the morning and it's probably dark outside in Washington, D.C. in October. So, I mean, I would imagine that they could see in if he has lights on and it's dark out. But if he's just walking around his own kitchen or sitting at his own kitchen table, it doesn't seem like he's actually inviting it.
That does seem bad.
So anyway, I just thought that was crazy. Maybe we try to get the man on the phone. Maybe we try to talk to him. Find out what up.
That should not happen, especially during the month of Rocktober.
1, 2, 3, 4.
DJ Omar Khan. DJ Omar Khan.
Melfon!
Come on, people. Let's get together on this. All right, time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
You know, it's amazing. I was just thinking, if you call in right now and get on the air, then technically Melfon has opened for you. So that is very impressive. And you can put that on your resume for the rest of your life. All right, let's see what we got for you. How about a pair of passes to Universal Studios Hollywood Horror Nights and a pair of Runham engagement passes to go see Saw 6? Universal Halloween Horror Nights, where the most horrifying movies come to life. And for the first time ever, you'll take on the infamous traps from Saw in an all-new maze. Of course, Saw is in theaters today. If it's Halloween, it must be Saw.
By the way, I don't want to be the harbinger of death or anything, but this is how it started last time with Melfon. Psycho Mike started showing up without the guitar.
Man.
You guys remember?
That's right. Yeah. He admitted he's being a diva.
Wow. This is what happened.
Are you lying to us? You just don't want to be part of the band anymore? Did you join another band or something?
Things
What's
already
going
falling
on with
apart?
You?
We just got the band back together, dude.
I refuse to answer on the air, at least at this point.
Any guitar player has only one guitar.
No way! We can talk to my attorney about it! Shut your goddamn mouth when we're on the air!
All right, maybe we should take some calls.
Let's start with Travis on line 2, calling about a fist fight. I haven't heard about this story. Hi, Travis. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
So we're working in Inglewood, and we go to the McDonald's down there, and a couple of friends of mine.
You know what I hear about the McDonald's in Inglewood?
Right. Yes.
Always up to no good.
There it is. There it is.
Back
so
to you.
This little Hispanic guy starts messing with my friend's tray of food.
Yes.
And he says, don't touch my food. And he tells him, F you.
Wow.
So then this little Mexican guy comes back to their table once they sit
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I got to interrupt you right there. Is the little Mexican guy the same guy you referred to as a little Hispanic guy? Or are there two different guys we're supposed to be keeping straight here?
Same.
Same guy.
Same guy. Okay.
All right.
So he comes up to the table and he says, "You want some?" to my friend who's big, buff dude.
Right. Uh-huh. So, and what does the Latin American guy say?
So my buddy jumps up and starts pounding on this guy's face in the middle of the McDonald's, and there's coffee and orange juice flying all around.
All right.
And then my other friends who were sitting there jump in, and they're trying to pull him apart, and there's a security guard, and he breaks it up. So the guy, the little Hispanic guy, leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes right back because he forgot a folder or a notebook.
Okay, let me pause you right there again. First of all, did anyone order the McBrawl? Because that could explain this whole problem, first of all. Second of all, how do you take a fight at a McDonald's and turn it into the most boring story I've heard since 1991?
Oh, come on. Give him a break. It's early.
Well, anyhow, he comes back in to get his folder.
Right. And,
oh, yeah? What was in the folder?
What was in the folder?
Why did he need it?
He acts like all nonchalant and then goes up to my friend and gets another blow at him.
So then they start fighting again?
Yeah, they pull him away.
Okay.
Out the door. Get the hell out.
Right.
That's great.
And then where did he go?
Thanks.
What happened to the Chicano guy?
Where did the Chicano guy go?
This Mexican guy went to beat him up.
Thanks for the call. Wow. Travis brought that one to life. I feel like I was...
I'd like to suggest that we wash that from our mouths with our friend Dewan from Los Angeles.
Yeah, Dewan.
Hey, Dewan.
Hey. Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Dewan.
We're looking for a new guitar player. Do you play?
No.
No. All
I
right.
I'd like to sing happy birthday to Jessica Stroop and Sinead Grimes.
Okay, please. Are they both having a birthday today?
Nope. Jessica Stroop's birthday is today,
okay.
And Sinead Grimes' birthday is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right. Okay.
Oh, no kidding.
Right. Okay, these are, for folks who don't recognize the names, these are two of Dewan's favorite actresses from Beverly Hills 90210. We've had them both on our show recently.
90210.
Right, sure.
90210, right. I should have mentioned that. All right, well, you're going to sing for them right now?
Yes.
All right.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Jessica and Sinead. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to both of you guys, and I really want to meet you guys someday.
There you go. All right. DJ Omar Khan. Hey, Dewan, before we get you off the phone, did anything arrive in the mail at your house from me this week?
Yep, I got it yesterday.
What was What'd you get?
90210 on DVD, season 1.
Oh, there you go.
Yay!
Look at that. Nicely done.
Well, I hope you enjoyed. I know you've seen all the episodes, but now you can see them with some private time, if you get my meaning.
Oh, yes.
I was going to get that for your surprise birthday party. But, all right, you already have it, you know.
Thank you, Dewan. Have a great weekend. All right, buddy?
You too, all guys. Right.
Bye, Dewan.
Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye. Dewan peaks and then loses the will to live at every call. I don't know. He's so excited. And then he's on the phone with us for like a minute. And then all of a sudden he's like, I can't wait to get off the phone with you.
You know how Travis was telling the story in the first call about the McDonald's fight? That's how I feel we are to him. When we start talking,
absolutely.
When we start talking, he hears wah, 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 wah.
Exactly.
And that too.
All right. Are we? I think we're done. I think that's we'll leave it there because we have a very, very full show today with all sorts of good stuff, except no guitar on Melfon, which is, I agree with Kevin. It's oddly disquieting.
How it works.
I mean, think about all your favorite bands. I mean, you know, you go to see, Pearl Jam or something, and they decide, oh, we're not going to play guitars tonight. Yeah. We're just going to put on half a band. I mean, do you accept that? Or do you sit there and go, yeah, that's fine?
Dude, don't get into it. I think you've already heard it's a little touchy subject.
Yeah. Seriously. All right.
Well, finally, we've got an ending for our Behind the Music from VH1 that's going to be happening anytime now.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we? We have a little band called Sublime in the studio performing live today.
Well, they're not as good as Melfon, but
who is?
Seriously. Yeah.
Adam Carolla will be here. He, of course, has This Week in Rage. We got the movie beat because it's Friday, and we have Kevin Smith doing the showbiz with Ralph down at Universal Studios for our big blood drive. So that is coming up next on the Kevin and Bean show.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is a Friday morning, not just any Friday morning, but a Friday morning on the 23rd of Rocktober.
1, 2, 3, 4. DJ Omar Khan.
pretty long day. Ralph Garman, unfortunately, last week was on vacation, missed his shot behind the drum, so Dave filled in, and now Dave is he's playing for it like it's his for life. He's playing for it like there's going to be a drum off next week to see who gets behind the skins.
What do you mean,
like,
missed my shot behind the drums?
What I'm saying is because you were out.
I'm the founding members of Melphon.
That's true.
Right, but
true.
You were out last week. I'm saying so you weren't available.
What, I'm out? So no. I miss a gig and now I'm gone?
Well, I think that Dave might see it that way.
Yes, so that's my fear. Is that there's going
to
be?
Yeah.
Wait, time out.
I just heard that. I think I'm safe.
All right, time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
You know, I want to give everyone a heads up. Come on down here to Universal Studios Hollywood. We are doing our big blood drive, you know, today. That's why I'm down here. And the cool thing is, just for coming down, every 15 minutes, we're going to do a drawing for tickets to see a live show, including tickets for U2, Weezer, Silver Sun Pickups, Metallica, Marcy, or Paramore.
Wow.
Every 15 minutes, somebody wins.
Wait a minute. We're not giving away crappy tickets?
No.
What?
Every 15 minutes, someone's going to win those tickets.
What?
I know, it's insane. Congratulations to Ashley Simpson Wentz. She has a lot of free time on her hands now.
Oh, really?
How about that?
She is available for private parties.
Ouch.
Bar mitzvahs?
Bar mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. She has been fired from Melrose Place over there on the CW, along with Colin Egglesfield.
Whoever that is.
He plays Iggy on that show. Not Iggy. What the hell's his name? Anyway, it's the guy who's suspected of killing Laura Layton's character, Sydney. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Anyway,
now, you watch The Melrose Place. I do. Don't, but
I love it.
Everything that I have heard, every single person I've ever heard talk about the new Melrose Place has included somewhere in in the first paragraph, but you can't believe how bad Ashley Simpson is. She's terrible.
Yeah, the show is great, campy fun. I mean, it's sort of bad on purpose. It's a real kind of spoof on those nighttime dramas. But you have to be kind of a good actor in order to play bad.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's just a bad actress just being bad, and she's an embarrassment. And I think they realized they made a huge mistake when they hired her. So she's going to be gone.
All right.
Which is very exciting. Dennis Quaid reportedly narrowly avoided a DUI conviction yesterday morning. TMZ.com said a West Hollywood police officer went up to talk to Dennis as he got into his car after he was apparently cocktailing at a restaurant called Philippi.
Right.
And he suggested perhaps that Dennis had one too many cocktails and should not be driving.
Oh, I like the preventative.
Yeah, that's a smart idea. Dennis took the officer's advice, headed back into the restaurant, and waited for a cab, and then apparently went home in the cab and picked his car up the next day. That's pretty cool of a cop to do.
How about that?
No kidding. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Because usually they just kind of wait in the wings, and after you pull out away from the curb, whoop, whoo.
That's what they do at our events.
Yeah, exactly. And sad news. Kevin, I'm sure you're inconsolable today.
Soupy
Sales is dead.
Who?
Soupy Sales.
Who?
Legendary comedian Soupy Sales.
Who?
He was a big star in the 60s. He had a kid's show in New York, and then eventually it was nationally broadcast. I think he was syndicated. Like Mr.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know who any of those people are.
He was like a kid's show that became wildly popular with adults as well. And people like Frank Sinatra would stop by his show, and Sammy Davis Jr. and those kind of people. And he did 5,370 live television programs.
Wow.
Died at the age of 83. Kevin, you'll like this about him. I know you're bored by this story.
Who?
But you'll like this story.
Right.
Soupy Sales once, during his Saturday morning kids show, told all the kids watching in New York City to go into their parents' bedroom while they were sleeping and grab their wallets and get all the green pieces of paper with the pictures of guys on them and mail them to him.
Oh, that's awesome. I do like that.
He was suspended from his show after he did that, even though he promised he would send all the kids a postcard from Puerto Rico. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Director Ang Lee is 55 years old.
Wow.
Wow, Pete, you're right.
Yeah.
Sounds like you pulled something.
That did sound like you pulled something.
Dwight Yoakam. The singer-songwriter turns 53 years old today. Ryan Reynolds, soon to be Green Lantern in the new motion picture. He's already in most recent X-Men movie. He's 33.
And you know what he's doing tonight? You know what Ryan Reynolds' plan is for tonight and every night?
I don't want to hear it.
Having sex with Scarlett Johansson. That's what Ryan Reynolds, that's what he's got at the end of his day today.
Jessica Straub from
90210.
Scoop Girl. 90210 gossip. 90210 girl.
Yes. Don't hurt Dewan's feelings. You know he's listening.
I know. She's very talented and very lovely. She was the devil's daughter on Reaper, too. That's
yes, she was.
Discovered her. 23 years old today. And if I don't do this, Bean will send me a mail letter bomb. Weird Al Yankovic celebrating his 50th birthday today. That's it? No Weird Al? You don't have a tribute planned or anything, Bean? I figured there'd be like a half an hour of audio we'd be listening to.
Bean does worship Al.
He loves him. We're starting the four-hour Weird Al medley in about 10 minutes. So, saving for that.
Looking forward to that. He is 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Kevin Smith is going to be joining us next hour. He, of course, has been co-hosting this week, and he'll be down at Universal Studios Hollywood with our friend Ralph Garman. Ralph, it's a Give Till It Hurts blood drive today. You mentioned you got tons of concert tickets to give away, including U2 at the Rose Bowl, by the way, and those tickets will be given away every 15 minutes. Are a lot of people showing up this hour to give blood?
The room's already full. People are packed. I guess they're trying to get in here to give blood before they head off to work or school. But, yeah, a lot of people are lining up, which is great to see.
That's great. Thank you, everyone.
And for folks who are coming down, where can people find you?
We are in the Globe Theater, which is just off the main entrance of Universal Studios Hollywood here. If you park in the Frankenstein parking garage.
Nope. Not
Come
doing
on.
That. Not Frankenstein. Frankenstein. You want me to park in Frankenstein?
Too scary? You just take the elevator up to the 8th floor, and there we are. You can't miss us. But there's a bunch of K-Rock employees and also some people here from Universal who are directing people where to go. So you can't miss us.
Fantastic. Good times. And Ralph will be there for the whole show. And it is Friday. That means it's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
There are 8 new movies coming out this weekend, and you know we're heading towards Halloween, so they're all scary.
Yes.
No movie more so than Antichrist. This stars Willem Dafoe. It's in limited release just here in Los Angeles and in New York City, but it'll be going wider very shortly. This is a film by director Lars von Trier, who is honked up.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And this movie is reportedly not only terrifying, but deeply, deeply disturbing. It's about a couple that goes to their cabin in the woods hoping to repair their marriage, and Willem Dafoe, who plays the husband, becomes possessed by what we can only assume is the devil, hence the name Antichrist.
Does that help them repair their relationship?
It's less than helpful,
less
I would
helpful.
Say.
Okay.
Just give you an idea how honked up this movie is and how disturbing. There is a special jury at the Cannes Film Festival that provides an award every year to the film that most promotes spiritual and humanist values.
Right.
That jury gave this film an anti-award. They took away praise from it by giving it the anti-award.
Did they ever have the anti-award before?
They had never had. They made it up just for this film. Here is some clips from the trailer, and you can hear how disturbing this is. This is Antichrist.
Let's make a list of things you're afraid of.
The woods.
What scares you about the woods?
The ground is burning.
The ground is not burning.
Your thoughts distort reality.
Everything that used to be beautiful about Eden was perhaps hideous.
That's what fear is.
You shouldn't underestimate Eden. Where are you? You shouldn't have come here. Get out!
All right.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right, then.
He is not a good husband.
That is not going to work. Right, I don't think that's... Ladies, you can't change your man.
That's right. Accept him the way he is.
Right.
Murderous and sadistic.
It could be much worse.
Also opening this weekend is Amelia. This is a scary story. Some broad gets in an airplane, and then she disappears.
This is Amelia Earhart?
What?
Is that what this is?
This is a real story?
Well, Amelia Earhart is.
Yeah, this is the life of Amelia Earhart.
Oh.
Legendary female aviator who, of course, flew over the Pacific Ocean, became the first woman to ever do it solo, and then she disappeared.
Faked her own death, right? That's what some people think.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Not much of a story.
Oh,
you know, the funny
her?
Thing is, she flew by herself across the Pacific Ocean in 1937 and did not shut up the entire flight, even though she was by herself.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Here's a scene from the film where Amelia Earhart, played by Hilary Swank, is talking to her boyfriend, George Putnam, played by Richard Gere, and they're talking on the wireless headset while she is flying.
Earhart here.
You should be sleeping.
You should be working.
I'm running a big adventure here.
I'm a very important fellow.
You told me I was the star.
I thought I was joking. Guess the joke's on me.
I'll be in Honolulu on the 3rd, and with you in Oakland on the 4th of July, okay?
After the 4th, we're going home.
Where's that?
For me, anywhere you want.
Oh my God!
Wow, that
are
awful.
You kidding me?
Wow!
Horrible. Sounds like it was written and performed by computers.
She's a robot.
That's the scariest movie of the weekend.
That really does sound scary.
Yeah.
Where's home?
Also opening this weekend, Cirque du Freak, The Vampire's Assistant. This based on the popular book series. John C. Reilly stars in the film along with Salma Hayek. It's about a traveling freak show who recruits a teenager named Darren to become, as you can imagine, the vampire's assistant. Here is a scene where John C. Reilly is a guy asks John C. Reilly to turn him into a vampire.
I want you to make me into a vampire. I mean, vampires, they don't take crap from anybody. They live by their own set of rules.
It's true. They do have their own rules. We wrote some of them.
Yes, and one of them is children can't become vampires.
Look, blood.
Blood! You see, Gavner? Blood. Look, if you become a vampire, you have to leave your friends and your family. It's deeply depressing. Trust me. Now get out of here.
All right.
John C. Reilly's great.
Is that going to be good?
Yeah, it's supposed to be real entertaining.
It looks wacky.
It's good for kids. It's sort of like a kindler, gentler, preteen vampire movie, so not as scary, but very entertaining.
All right.
So you can check that out with younger kids if you've got them. And lastly, because it is Halloween, Saw 6. Saw is back. Tobin Bell returns as Jigsaw, even though I think he died 3 or 4 films ago.
That's correct.
But apparently we get to deal with him again and his victims. There's a rumor even that Cary Elwes, star of the original Saw movie, returns for a special cameo appearance in this film. Here's a scene from Saw 6 featuring, naturally, one of Jigsaw's traps.
Healthcare decisions should be made by doctors and their patients, not by the insurance company. 6 ride the carousel, but only 2 can get off. The decision of which to survive falls upon you. To offer the 2 reprieves, you'll give a sacrifice of your own. 2 can live, 4 will die.
I'm going to take my kids to that.
I love Jigsaw's take on the health system.
Yeah.
Healthcare system. I love that.
Yeah.
That's my pick, obviously, for the weekend. It is Halloween time, so you got to check out Saw 6. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. I never thought I would say these words, but the return of the band Sublime with their new lead singer. That's happening later on today. They will be in for an interview. And they'll be performing live. I'm on KevinandBean.com, and I'm checking out Kevin and Bean TV, and there's a video up and running on my computer of Alex's mattress being weighed. Now,
yes.
Larry Miller from Sit and Sleep, which was a local mattress company, ran a commercial that said that your mattress will double in weight, essentially, if you've had it for, what was the year?
8 years.
9 years?
8 years.
8 years. Okay. Yeah. Double in weight. By the way, Kevin, you're wearing a striped shirt in this video here I'm watching. What day was this film? That was just so weird to me when I saw that. I'm like, dude,
so
never.
We called BS on that stat. We said, no possible way is that going to happen.
Yeah, that sounds insane.
And then he came over and we weighed her mattress. Mm-hmm. And he says it's because of sweat and other fluids.
Yes.
And also dust mites. And this is the part that was troubling. The dust mites will double a mattress's weight. You got the dust mites, you got the skeletons from dead dust mites, which are microscopic, by the way.
But if you get enough of them.
Yes, and you have the dust mite feces. And that seems... And then Ralph was telling us that they also live in your eyebrows and your eyelashes.
Oh, that's creepy.
Right? That's what
apparently, yeah, apparently you can't get away from dust mites. I didn't know anything about them until we started this exploration of the mattress. But apparently dust mites are on the wind. They're on almost everything you touch. They're in your carpet. They're on your walls. They're on your body. So we thought, what's going on with the dust mites? And are they really taking over the earth? So we asked producer Alex, believe it or not, to line us up a dust mite so we can find out the answers to these and other questions. Hi, Kevin and Bean Show here. Who's this?
What's up, fool? Hey, how you like me now, fool?
What?
Who are you?
Who are you? Who are you calling my phone, eh? Don't blow me up, eh? And let you know who I am.
I said it's
What's up?
Who are all those other dust mites? What's going on?
What's up? I'm Leche. Right. And I got my homeboy, little maniac. Okay. What's up, Bato?
Right.
I got my girl Angel.
She don't even know.
and baby tears over here in the corner, eh? Hey.
Now,
we're dust mites, eh?
Is it true that you're in everything, including our eyebrows
everything.
And our lashes?
We're taking over, eh? Like
that's trouble.
Like you thought we were just up in your mattress?
Yeah.
Nah, man. We don't even have no eyebrows because we shave them off, so we're going in your eyebrows, eh?
Of course you do.
We're up in your pubes, eh?
Oh, no.
Everywhere you look, I got, one homeboy, he specializes in eyebrows.
Yeah.
He's Armenian. What's up, bro? Hey, bro. Good, bro.
An Armenian dust mite.
Yeah, bro. Hey, you need cell phone, bro?
How could you sell me a cell phone?
All right, I'm back, fool.
All right.
Like I said, we're dust mites. We don't care.
All right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They in your stupid little mattress, the dust police,
right.
You know what I'm saying? They put up borders. We climb over them, you know?
Oh,
they
no.
put up walls. We graffiti them. We don't care. We're crazy, fool.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Of
like,
course.
We ain't got nothing to live for. By the way, hey, much love to my Dodgers. Good season, dog. Good season. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at you. That was a good season,
wait a minute.
Kid.
Dust mites can watch baseball?
Yeah. Huh. Hey, by the way, is Ralph around?
He's down at Universal.
How about them Raiders, fool? How about them Raiders?
Oh,
that's
wow.
Right.
Talking smack.
That's right. Eagles, Eagles are some bitches. Raiders.
You are a...
Raiders.
You're definitely far more developed than I expected you would be. I'm really surprised to see how aware you are.
Well, whatever you think, you're wrong, fool. You know what I'm saying? Because, we're living it right now. We're just sitting back purving off the Bacardi, you know what I'm saying? And they don't call us dust mites, fool, because we live in dust. That's dumb. They call us dust mites because we smoke that dust. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that
I
dust.
Didn't know.
That's
oh.
right. We roll it up in our joints. We get crazy blunted off that dust. That's right. Huh. Yeah, that's my girl right there. What do you have to say about that?
She don't even know.
Word.
So why do dust mites need guns? I'm still confused by why you have to carry a weapon.
Because we're everywhere, bro. You know what I'm saying, dog? Listen, if we want to take your mattress, we'll take it. It's there's other little dust police on there. How you like me now?
Wow.
My mattress, fool. You know what I'm saying? And don't even think about trying to stop us. You take one of us, we multiply, fool. I put in 20 babies in my girl this morning. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
That's how we call it, girl.
Okay. So what's it like, though, to live in a mattress with all those skeletons of dead dust mites and then on top of all your own feces? That sounds pretty gross.
It don't matter to us, eh? You know what I'm saying? My grandfather, he had to live in crazy bad conditions before he hopped over the border to give me this life. You know what I'm saying? And it's just we got to keep it real. We ain't living in no Beverly Hills. You know what I'm saying? We ain't living in no sky rise, a big penthouse or nothing.
So
you know?
We're
gangbangers, eh? We keep it real, up here on the dust and the poo-poo. Hit that fool. That's right. Word.
So if we live in Beverly Hills or a high rise, then we can get away from you?
Nah, dog.
All right.
We're just making our way up there.
I see.
It's tough because we're one 5,000th the size of you.
Right.
So, it's pretty tough to get to a penthouse.
Pretty small.
But we'll get there, kid. You know what I'm saying? Like I said,
okay.
I had 522 babies this morning. What do you think I'm going to do tomorrow? By the way, you should see my girl. The little, you know what I'm saying? Little angel girl looks pretty messed up downstairs. She had 520 kids.
Oh, man.
I'm talking
Oh, man, that doesn't sound good.
You don't even know. You don't even know, right?
You don't even know.
That's right. Hey, Lisa.
Yeah.
You have one baby. It messes you up downstairs. Imagine 500 at one time. You know what I'm saying?
Seems bad.
Yeah,
I'm talking
good.
Some serious beef curtains.
Right, I think we understand.
Okay,
no,
yeah,
I'm
we got it.
All right.
I'm a little maniac.
All right.
Let's go sex her in again.
All right, we got to go.
Okay, we're going to let you go then. We don't want to be part of that.
Don't mess with the dust, my friend.
Our friend Adam Carolla in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's stopping by for an appearance on today, Friday, the 23rd of October.
One, two, three, four!
DJ Omar Khan. DJ Omar Khan.
Yeah, I think I quit.
How dare you?
What?
I think I quit, Melfon. It sounds like the band's breaking up today.
Here
sounds
we
like
go
we got
again.
Issues.
Here we go again.
Hey, Ralph Garman is live this morning. He's live every morning, but today he's someplace where you can go down and visit if you want at the Give Till It Hurts Blood Drive at Universal Studios Hollywood. His friend Kevin Smith, co-hosting all week, will be there in a few minutes. Right now, though, time for the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, LaToya Jackson says she's living in fear because she believes that Michael was murdered and she's next.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Look at me.
She's next.
Yeah.
What reason?
Well, apparently Michael was just too talented to live.
Right.
So LaToya should be safe.
That's what I'm saying.
However, if the murderer of Michael Jackson is listening, go ahead and feel free. LaToya, yeah. By the way, if you know where she lives.
I think the world would survive that.
Yeah. She said she still doesn't believe that Michael died from an overdose. He was murdered. And she's convinced whoever killed off the King of Pop wouldn't hesitate to give her the same treatment if given the opportunity.
Wouldn't it be weird, you know, God forbid, but wouldn't it be weird if there was some crazy person out there who was one by one going to kill off all the Jackson kids?
Yes.
Yes, that would be weird.
That would be weird.
And you're even creepier for bringing it up, but thank you very much. Stephanie Pratt, the sister of Spencer Pratt, thinks that her recent DUI arrest may have been a setup.
What?
Wow. A lot of conspiracies going
on. There is a lot of conspiracy theories today. Apparently, the Hills ratings aren't so great these days.
Right.
And she thinks someone set her up to get the DUI to make the storyline more interesting over there on the Hills.
Was she drinking that night? And did she get pulled over for drinking and driving?
She was drinking at Holly Montag's birthday party.
Right.
And she thinks that someone alerted the police and had the cops waiting for her outside the restaurant in order to nab her, in order to beef up the storyline for the Hills.
It wasn't in the script? Oh, my God.
That's why she was so thrown. Something happened spontaneously on that show.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. She suspects it may have been her own brother, Spencer, who tipped off the cops.
That's a good guess.
Awesome.
I believe that. I'm surprised. I mean, you know, Lauren left the show, and I guess that's why people are suggesting the ratings are down. But all of those people are equally boring. So, like, why would it make a difference who's on the show and who's not anymore?
But the DUI arrest would make things more interesting, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Because then Spencer would be upset about his sister drinking and driving, and then things would happen.
And then he would be a dick.
Talk about stuff.
And then he would talk about things.
Shia LaBeouf is in Wall Street 2, Money Never Sleeps. I'm not kidding you.
That's the actual name of the movie. All right.
It is the sequel, of course, to the popular film Wall Street, directed by that dude.
Sure.
Oliver Stone. And Shia says he's picked up some actual stock market tips while playing the character, so much so that he's made about $50,000 in the stock market.
Dude. That's awesome.
In this economy, that's remarkable.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So I want to call him and get some stock tips.
Huh.
And lastly, Ashley Simpson-Wentz could use some stock tips right about now because she just lost her income. She's being fired from the TV series Melrose Place.
But she was so good.
It turns out not so much.
Not good.
Here's the thing. Why did anybody think she could act when they hired her? I'm stunned that they're surprised she can't act.
That's a good question.
She played the daughter of Sydney, Laura Layton, over there on Melrose Place. And apparently that storyline will be wrapped up by January. And Heather Locklear is returning to the cast.
There you go.
Beginning in November, so we get to see that. So
I love that she screwed up her music career with bad performing, and now she screwed up her acting career.
But she never had a chance at the acting thing.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a shame. Today's celebrity birthdays: Ang Lee, the director, is 55 years old today. Dwight Yoakam celebrates his 53rd birthday. Ryan Reynolds is 33. Jessica Straub celebrates her 23rd birthday. And Weird Al Yankovic,
that's what I'm talking about,
celebrates 50 today. Nothing, huh?
Hey,
even though you said, Bean, you're going to play some music,
Bean.
You got nothing,
listen,
huh?
Keep moving.
You got nothing?
Weird Al Yankovic!
Yes!
Worth the wait.
An hour ago, Bean said to me, I've got some Weird Al music I'd like to play after his birthday announcement. So I leave a big gaping hole there, and what do you give me?
Next hour.
Homer.
I got it for you next hour.
He gave you some Homer.
No, forget it. I'm not even going to talk about him next hour. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hello?
I have a Bean.
Yes?
Kevin Bean, you know who it is?
It sounds like Mole. Is that you, Mole?
It's Mole. Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Mole.
How's it going, Mole?
What are you guys doing?
It's been a long time since we talked to you. What's going on?
I wanted to talk to you guys about that new law that makes everybody have to get high now.
What?
The new law that makes everybody have to get...
Yeah, you see the federal law, they go, hey, everybody in California, smoke out!
Yeah, I think that was Obama, but he was just saying, let's not go after legal medical marijuana.
Right.
Right. But I don't think he's demanding that everyone get high.
I'm pretty sure that's what he said.
Okay, all right. I could look at it again.
Yeah, they go to the dispensaries.
Go to dispensaries.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dispensaries, right. Yeah, what he was talking about is that the medical marijuana facilities are legal in California, but up until now they have been prosecuted for using them because it goes against federal law. And the president is saying we're not going to pursue that anymore. If it's medical marijuana, it can be okay.
Right. Yeah, I go to a dispensary. It's actually a Salvadoran guy who meets me at a dumpster by an Applebee.
Right.
Okay, that's what that's still not legal. You still can't do that. I mean, you still will be arrested if a police officer sees that, though, Bull.
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
After you get right, you can go into Applebee's and get a chocolate donut ice cream sundae, so it's win-win.
That's true.
Good point.
That is true. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people do it for medical reasons, but I'll tell you something. I smoke to forget.
You smoke to forget what?
To forget what? I think you might actually have something medically wrong with you that would allow you to get a prescription, just based on what I know about you, Mole.
Well, listen, here's the thing. They can't close down the pot stores in California. Because if they did, what's going to happen to those guys that make those neon pot leaf signs? They'll be ruined.
That's a good question.
The whole industry.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys something. You ever go to the pot store and totally forget what you went there for?
Wouldn't your mind be spurred? Wouldn't you remember what you went there for when you saw the pot?
Yeah, sometimes. You end up going, yeah, it was weed. I remember I came here for weed.
Right.
I don't think... Much is going to change for you, though, Mole. I don't want you to misinterpret the new law and the way it's being enforced in the state of California. I think you keep doing what you're doing.
Well, yeah, I do. I get prescriptions. Well, it's not really a prescription. I take my ragweed and I crush up my mom's Demerol into it. You know what I like about the prescription stuff, though? And back me up on this, guy.
All right.
Is all the cool names for the reefer they have now.
They do have good names.
Like, okay, can I tell you the ones I like?
Sure.
I like Whoopi Goldbud.
I didn't know they had that one.
That's good.
Weber.
What was that?
Sticky Icky Ricky Williams.
Okay.
Omar Sharifer.
I hadn't heard about that.
You ever smoke Stephen Hawking?
No.
Oh, it's great.
That doesn't sound
really
good.
Yep. It's not as strong as Terry Schiavo, but it's pretty good.
Oh, wow.
You ever tried Ricardo Montalban?
No. Never tried that.
How about Dope John Paul II?
It must be very popular with the Catholics.
Yeah, the strongest one is called Pillowcase Full of Doorknobs. You're out. Why are you guys up so early? You going fishing?
What are you talking about?
We do the radio show.
The Kevin and Bean Show every...
Oh, wait a second. Am I on the radio?
Yes.
Oh, quick time. Hey, when is the hot dog show?
What?
The hot dog show.
You're talking
about
the weenie roast, the summer concert? Yeah, that's in the summer, next year.
10 months from now.
Hold on, I'm going to scratch that on my arm.
Okay.
That's not necessary, Mole. We'll talk to you before that. It's okay.
All right, dudes.
All right, Mole. Good luck with that.
Hey, I'll meet you guys up behind Applebee's.
We will be there.
Want to split a donut sundae?
Sure.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show with the best deal in town going on right now with our friend Ralph Garman. Every 15 minutes, he's giving away tickets to U2 at the Rose Bowl or Weezer, Silver Sun Pickups, Metallica, Morrissey, Paramore, plus Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. That's because he's at Universal Studios, and it's the Give Till It Hurts Blood Drive going on right now. They have beds available. I've often said and talked about this on this show, there's literally nothing you can do that's easier that can save somebody's life than give blood. So head on down, look for Ralph and his friend Kevin Smith at the Give Till It Hurts Blood Drive going on right now through the end of the show at Universal Studios Hollywood. Hey, Adam Carolla.
Hey, get it on!
Get it on indeed! Good to see you, Adam. Stops by every Friday. How are you, man?
You know what I don't like about giving blood?
What?
I used to be on that treadmill, that giving blood thing, where I came in like every 7 weeks
and
gave blood.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where the blood was going.
All right.
Could have been going into water balloons for Satanists.
Do you think that's a possibility?
Some sort of ritualistic acts.
Yeah.
I don't know where it was going.
All right.
I'm not saying it was going right to the battlefield. Maybe it was just a bunch of goth kids bathing in it.
I don't think that's likely. I think they save it at hospitals for people who need blood because they're accidents.
I'm not a blood tracker. I'm a blood giver, Bean. But here was my beef.
Okay.
They said, look, we need your blood. You have a kind of blood that's desirable.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I'm not a narcissist. I guess it's special Corolla blood.
Sure.
And they, maybe it's a 20-50 weight or something like that. And they said, we need your blood. We need a lot of it. So you come in every chance you can get, but you can't come in any more than every 7 weeks.
Right.
That's
right.
When 56 days is what you gotta wait.
Whatever, right. Whatever it was. And so I would. But then I start thinking about it. And eventually I said, well, how come I got to wait 56 days in between giving blood? And they said, because that's how long it takes for you to replenish the last quart you lay down.
Right.
And then I thought, so I'm constantly a quart low? The second I top off, the second I get to the 56th day, and it's like, wow, I feel great. Pow. We're going to drain you.
Go right back.
Going to drain you like an udder one more time. So I realized I was always walking around a quart low, and that's when I gave up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate that you came in today of our big blood drive to discourage people from giving blood. Mm-hmm. That's very thoughtful.
Just on a regular basis.
But here's what I'm going to tell you, Adam, is that there are people who are three quarts down, and they're in worse shape than you.
So right, they need it to live.
So maybe you could be a quart down, so they could be only two down.
All right. Look,
okay, I'm just saying.
It's, you know.
Okay.
Adam Carolla is going to be doing the Weekend Rage for us in a few minutes, but he also has something very special to talk about. That is another event coming up in Southern California, the Wilshire Ebell Theater in Los Angeles, and that's on Friday, November 20th. And you've got a very special event happening that night.
Well, we have this is all kidding aside. Bald Brian, who you know from Loveline, all those many years worked on my radio show as well, was a out here. You know, he's a K-Rock fixture for many years. Has an inoperable brain tumor.
Wow.
Got it at 29 years of age, just six months ago. Yeah, there is no God, and he needs some money because he's unable to work, he's having trouble walking, he's having trouble with his speech, he's going through all this very radical chemo and radiation, and it seems to be working, but it is a very dire and serious situation. So we're throwing him a little party at the Wilshire Ebell, and that's coming up November 20th. We have Greg Fitzsimmons and Dr. Drew, our own Jimmy Kimmel's going to be there, Joel McHale, friend of the show, Larry Miller, Dana Gould, Bill Simmons, the sports guy, the Dan Band. I don't know if you guys have ever caught the Dan Band.
I have heard them.
Absolutely. They've played a singles party before, yeah.
Fun live band, the Dan Band's going to be playing. So all this great comedy talent plus the Dan Band. And just go to AdamCarolla.com and you click on the icon there that has Bald Brian and you get yourself a ticket. Goes to a worthy cause and we'll see you Friday night.
Now, let me ask you this, because I'm sure people listening to this are wondering the same question. Did Brian have health insurance, or is it just so the costs are so far beyond what he can possibly get covered that he needs the assistance?
He is actually doing okay in the chemo radiation health department. The problem is he's unable to work,
right.
And his wife is unable to work because she has to take care of him. He literally needs help in and out of the car, needs help getting around. So she's become his sort of full-time helper. He, of course, needs to go back and forth to the hospital five times a week.
Wow,
and essentially,
rough.
There's no money coming in. So we're going to raise him some money. What do you guys say?
I'm so impressed.
That's pretty cool.
I think we're in, and we're happy to promote that. And we'll put all those details, of course, up at kevinandbean.com. But I'm so impressed because you strike me as a guy who would be the first dude to turn his back on a friend when he's down. I really am impressed that you're sticking around and trying to help Brian out.
Well, I'm going to wet my beak. I mean, I'm not going to get rich off the thing.
But I thought this was for him. I thought we were raising money for
listen,
Brian.
Wouldn't you rather have 65% of something than nothing of nothing? Do you know what I'm saying?
But I think
you're taking a cut.
I'm guessing more people would be willing to offer up money if they knew you weren't getting some of it.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay. Well, you just did.
I did. No.
You just said it.
No.
You just said you're wetting
your
beak.
Wet. My kids don't know what
you
that
said. 65%.
I said I was. damn it.
Yeah.
Said he was getting 65%.
You're
going to
have to
like
let it
lion's
all,
share.
You're going to have to let it all go to him.
I'm just saying it's a very worthy cause. It's November 20th, and we'll all be there. So come on down.
There you go.
Wilshire Ebell Theater in Los Angeles. Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew, Jimmy Kimmel, Joel McHale, Greg Fitzsimmons, Dana Gold, Larry Miller, Bill Simmons, and more. And the Dan Band is the musical act. It does sound like a very, very fun night. And you can go to adamcarolla.com, or we'll put the details up at kevinandbean.com. And we'll return with the Week in Rage right after this.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:36.
Coming up in about 25 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show, a band that has sold over 17 million albums worldwide. It's the return of Sublime, and we've got them here on today's Kevin and Bean Show performing live and with an interview on the way. Right now, Adam Carolla is here. It's Friday. That must mean it's time for the Week in Rage.
It's time for this week
in Rage. Number three, working down to number one. First off, vacations. They don't work out. Lots of arguments, what? People not having a good time. I don't like the word vacation. You ever meet people from England and people from Europe, and you talk to them, even from Canada, and you go, hey, what's going on? They go, we're on holiday.
And yes. You call it holiday.
And they're going, hey, man, that sounds pretty good. You're on holiday because I'm on vacation, and I'm miserable. And then I realize why. You're on holiday.
Right.
And all we're vacating. Vacation. We vacated the premises. You see, we're just leaving. You see, you guys are going somewhere to have a good time. We're vacating. It's like our house is being tented off for fumigation and we have to leave. We're vacating. Right. I don't like vacating. Vacating just means, hey, get up, go over there and stand there for a while. It doesn't mean have fun. It just means go somewhere else.
But don't you have the option of having fun on
evacuation.
Vacation?
Evacuation.
Right.
Vacation. Yeah. That vac thing, it's never good. It's like we're refugees.
Okay.
Except for at Knott's Berry Farm. It's not good. Let's go on holiday. You got to have a good time on holiday. We're having a good goddamn time. We're on holiday. I don't care if everyone gets strep throat. We're on holiday.
All right. I think you're onto something, because vacate is something that your bowels do. So really, you don't want any part of that,
you
right?
You holiday your bowels. You vacate
never.
Your bowels.
Never.
You vacate
true.
Your property. What happened? Sheriff showed up, told us we had to vacate. Sheriff never shows up and tells you have to go on holiday.
Yeah, that's nope. True.
Never pumps a shotgun and says, boy, you got to go on holiday. Nope. You got to vacate. Vacate. Let's not vacate. Let's go on holiday.
All right.
They're smarter than we are. We should start listening to them.
Okay.
All right. Number two, this whole balloon thing. I know it's effed out. I know you're tired of the balloon man thing, but I got an angle that maybe you guys haven't explored here.
Okay.
This Falcon kid. Now, people are sort of like, wow, that little kid Falcon, should he be taken away? Is this abuse? Should we get Child Protective Services involved? Forget about Falcon. Let's focus on his older brother.
Okay.
Who's his older brother?
Well, that's the problem. See, it's like, hey, it's Falcon. Oh, who's your older brother? Who are you? What's your name? Iron Eagle? Sky Raider?
Yeah.
Firehawk? Nope. Brad.
Brad?
Yes, his older brother's named Brad.
And then he's named Falcon?
Yes! That's abuse! You don't stand next to a guy named Falcon when your name is Brad? It's as bad as Larry Mullen standing next to the Edge. Hey, I'm the Edge. Who are you? Larry. Wow. That sucks.
It's a raw deal. Doesn't have the pizzazz.
It's a raw deal. Maybe the only time in history when a younger brother gets laid before an older brother.
Could be.
You don't do that. You don't need one kid Falcon and the other kid Brad. Give him something decent. Involve him, bird of prey. My only hope, and I don't know if you read People this week, but Nicole Richie has given birth to a young kid named Sparrow.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Falcon ate Sparrow at some point? The kid's crazy enough to do it. What happened? He just swooped down, snatched him out of the stroller, and ate him in his nest. It's going to be awesome. All right. I'm just saying, name one kid Falcon all you like, but don't name the other kid Brad.
Yeah. That's true.
That's the real victim in this whole circumstance.
Never thought of that. You're right.
All right. And number one, the mistresses. Now, I know you guys have been talking about this. They're getting out of hand.
The mistresses are getting out of hand.
Well, it starts with Steve McNair. Yeah. His mistress shoots him.
Well, killed him. Yeah.
Yeah, killed
him. That's bad for him.
I don't like when people add dead to the end of kill. Kill them dead. Oh, really?
That kind of killing.
Not kill. Not the kind. No, he's dead. All right. Killed him dead. Like he's engaged to be married. I understand. Killed him dead. Yes. Killed him dead. Shot him dead. And then, of course, there's Letterman's mistress who keeps the diary. And now we have the whole extortion thing. And now there's the guy from ESPN, Phillips. His mistress is like pulling up on the front lawn, doing Brody's, doing like kind of like Sharon Stone from Casino. And all I'm saying is hey, bitches, get in line.
That's an excellent point, by the way. Get you have a job line. To do, and it's be a mistress. Stay out of the way.
It's a tacit agreement. It's been, by the way, it started 10. I don't know how long mistresses have been around, but I'm guessing about 10 minutes after the first marriage, there was a mistress, right?
Sure, yeah.
We put you up in an apartment, we get you a hot plate and some Coke, and you shut your mouth.
Now, it sounds like you have some personal experience in
I'm
this.
I'm just saying I'm this close to not getting a mistress because of this.
Wow.
That's serious.
You know, I'm this close. This close. I really am.
And you deserve a mistress like everyone else.
And for those of you who are just listening, I'm holding my arms as wide apart as I can possibly get them. But the point is yes, you can't get a mistress this day. She's going to shoot you. She's going to pull up on your lawn and rat you out. She's going to the newspaper. There's going to be an extortion plot.
She'll write a book.
Hell, ladies, gumas, did you bitches not see Goodfellas? That's how it's supposed to work. We get you an apartment and we F you a couple times a week and you shut up.
Thank you very much
mistress.
For saying that. A little discretion. That's all you're asking for, right?
I didn't know I was going to be dodging bullets and having you chase them around my lawn in a Buick. You're a mistress.
And by the way, that ESPN mistress looks like a donkey. I don't know if you've seen pictures of her lately, but wow.
That's the next one. I mean, usually you'll step down in the looks department not to deal with the hassle. You know,
sure.
You're going to start banging Fawn Hall. You're going to have trouble on your hands. But you step down a little in the looks department. You expect to dodge the chick throwing trash on your front lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad times. By the way, came up with a good idea, though.
Yes.
With the whole Phillips thing, the guy from ESPN.
Yeah.
He has a distinctive birthmark on his Pepe. And she said to the wife, I can pick it out of a lineup.
Yes.
Ah, here's my plan. I don't know if I should be talking about this, but when I pick up my mistress, fake rub-on birthmark.
Nice.
Now,
oh, there you
like
go.
A tattoo, like a henna tattoo, you'd get down and bend. I have the fake birthmark. I only put it on when I'm with the mistress. A year later, when I get into trouble and she tells my old lady about the birthmark, I'm like, what? What? You've seen my honker before. Pristine.
That's
nothing there.
Ahead.
What's she talking about? The Gorbachev forehead move. I got nothing there. Look at that. This woman's insane. This is the ramblings of an insane woman.
Wow, you've thought through this well.
Fake rub-on birthmark.
All right.
I love it. That's great. All right. AdamCarolla.com is the site you want to go for all the details on the November 20th benefit for Bald Brian. Also, check out Adam's outstanding podcast, including yesterday's, which I've downloaded but haven't heard yet, with the great Paul Schaefer. As your guest. That must have been a lot of fun, I imagine.
Swinger, good times, yeah.
Also got the car cast up there in all things Adam Carolla. He appears every Friday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Have a great weekend, Ace. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Bean.
Kevin K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:53.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman is at the blood drive, the Give to the Hertz blood drive, going on now at Universal Studios Hollywood. Ralph, I have to ask, since you're not in studio with us today, you're not playing your part on the drums in the band, how does Melfon sound to you as an outsider this morning?
Like ass. Yeah.
Well,
there hasn't been any guitar or anything. It's just like a bass and a cowbell and a slide whistle.
We're working half-heartedly.
You know, it sounds like a talent show night at the retard home.
Can we try it again? Would
sure,
you mind if we gave
want.
It another try? All right.
Sure.
It is Friday. It's the 23rd of Rocktober.
1, 2, 3, 4!
DJ Omar Khan.
All right.
Yeah, okay. That's what it needed. More cowbell.
Thanks for turning me
up, Kevin. I couldn't hear any Omar in that at all, by the way.
No
DJ Omar Khan at all.
Again.
Can we try it one more time, please?
One more time.
All right, more Omar, more cowbell, please.
Come on.
It's the Friday the 23rd of October.
1, 2, 3, 4!
DJ Omar Khan.
better. Much better.
Why can't Kevin notice that there's no DJ Omar Khan and the band is playing?
There's a lot of problems here.
He's rocking out too hard to the cowbell, man.
I am. That's the problem.
All right. Sublime is going to show us how it's done. A real band coming in next on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, live from Universal, here's Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat for Friday. Good morning, Ralph.
You guys are the Whitney High School Band. That's what you are.
And we're proud to be that.
Congratulations. Well, militant Southern California paparazzi have struck again. TMZ.com is reporting that a photographer ran into the vehicle that was carrying Michael Jackson's kids, Prince Michael Paris and Blanket. Hit and run charges, apparently.
Really? Dude. Photographer,
yeah. The kids were unharmed, but police say the photographer got too close, and when the vehicle hit the brakes, the paparazzi's vehicle hit their car, and now they're looking for him, this guy, because he was hit and run.
Wow.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's way bad. What are they going to do to resolve this paparazzi situation? At some point, you can't just continue to hide behind the First Amendment when you're literally putting people's lives in danger being a paparazzi.
Bounty hunters.
I like it.
Yeah, maybe. What I say bounty hunters on paparazzi. Amy Winehouse has gotten a boob job.
Is this story about how much it cost her, Ralph?
No.
Because I heard it cost her $35,000.
That's ridiculous.
And that can't possibly be, right?
No.
It can't, but more importantly, if you're Amy Winehouse, is that where you're starting? Really?
No.
With
no.
your plastic surgery? Your boobs? That's like ninth on the list.
Yeah, that's true.
First of all, how about getting some teeth? How about that? Or maybe working on that giant honker of yours. But the boobs, really.
Yeah,
that's,
I hear you.
That's a luxury you can't afford at this moment right now when it comes to plastic surgery. You know who loves her new cans?
Who?
Her dad.
What?
Okay.
Oh, right. No.
Yeah, he was on a one of the chat shows over there in England, as they call the talk shows, and he said that his daughter's health is fantastic. She's sober, and she's feeling much better and much healthier, and her boobs are great, he said to the host.
All right. That's creepy.
Yeah.
A listener sent us a photo earlier in the week of the new boobs, and I have to confess, even above the neck, she looked healthier than I have seen her in a long time. She had a little bit of color back in her cheeks, and she didn't look like she just come from an all-night bender like usual.
Yeah, she does look better, but still.
But let's talk about her father.
Yeah.
You're talking
yeah.
about Lindsay Lohan's father here?
No, this is Mitch
Simpson's?
Winehouse.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Mitch Winehouse.
Yeah,
is very Simpson-esque of him.
It would suck to be him, first of all, but second of all, you don't say that about your daughter.
No, God, no.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Madonna is building a school in Africa. Apparently, she is building a girls' school in Malawi, where two of her adopted children are from, David and Mercy.
Right.
The school will cost $15 million, and apparently kids will get to go there for free.
Wait, how does it cost $15 million?
Well, she's building a
school.
Is she
building it on Manhattan?
No, she's building a large school from scratch, and she is going to be there Sunday to place the foundation stone. And to be there for the dedication as they start construction on the $15 million school.
Isn't she treading on Oprah's toes a little bit with building girls' schools in Africa?
Oh, they're going to square off. It's going to be awesome. I'm glad that no kids in America, by the way, need an education.
That's true. They're all taken care of.
It's good. You guys getting your tickets for Garth Brooks? Garth Brooks is coming back. Yeah.
Nope.
They go on sale tomorrow at 11 a.m.
He's the country singer?
He was a country singer.
Does he still sing country music?
Apparently he still does.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Tickets apparently are going to be $150 a piece.
Not paying it.
Wow.
And trust me, once they sell out, they'll be going for thousands in the black market.
Not to me.
He is the biggest selling entertainer of all time, by the way, Kevin.
Really?
Yes.
You mean ticket-wise?
Record-wise.
Live concert? Oh, record-wise.
Yeah.
Huh.
He has been retired for some time, and he's coming back at the Encore Theater inside the Wynn in Las Vegas. So there you go. If you're interested, you're in a good shape. And Chris Brown apparently says he's still unhappy with Oprah.
Why?
He says that he thought she would give him a little bit more friendship, a little more respect when he was charged with beating up Rihanna. And instead, he said she decided to point fingers instead of showing a little compassion towards a friend.
Really?
Wow,
yeah, he's still cheesed off that she took sides against him.
He's the dumbest man alive.
He really is.
Look, how about a little love, Kevin?
That's crazy.
Is he the victim somehow?
You know, if I commit a crime, I sure hope you guys will be behind me.
We are
going to
turn on you like a mother effer.
Bastards.
Why aren't you being nice to me for beating up my girlfriend, Oprah?
What's up with that? Is he really that big of a loser?
Yeah.
How? Yeah.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Jessica Straub from Beverly Hills, 90210. I guess it's just 90210 now these days. 23 years old today. Ryan Reynolds celebrates his 33rd birthday. Dwight Yoakam, singer and songwriter, turns 53. Ang Lee.
Hey!
The director is 55 years old. And Weird Al Yankovic celebrates his birthday today. He's the big 5-0.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
Weird Al, the best human on earth.
White and nerdy. He's funny. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I smoke two joints in the morning. Summertime. I know it is easy. Tell me, are you a bad fish? Happy, are you sad? Wanna shoot your dad? I'll do anything I can the wrong way. And the girl caress me. For day rape, I'd never get laid.
Well, they have taken a little bit of a break, but they are back. One of the biggest bands in the history of radio, at least as far as the Kevin and Bean listeners are concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sublime to the studio. How about that?
Hey, good morning.
Say hello to Bud and Eric. We haven't seen you guys in a while. Welcome back. And let's say hello to Rome for the first time. You guys are Sublime. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Great. Thanks for having us here.
The band is performing at the Smokeout on October the 24th, seems to me is tomorrow.
Yep.
And the doors are opening at noon at the San Manuel Amphitheater in San Bernardino. Slipknot is on the bill. Deftones, Cypress Hill, Sublime, Pennywise, Cottonmouth King, Bad Brains. I mean, my God, what a lineup that is. You know the questions that everyone listening around the world streaming us at KevinB.com is dying to know, which is how did this happen? How did we get to this point in October of 2009, you guys?
Well, me and Eric were actually on a train, on different trains going in different directions at the same time. We backed into each other in the restroom. We were trying to find the right size of those paper cowboy hats that they have, but they all seem to be too big. I think they got them from Texas. I don't know.
Okay. All right. That was not the answer that I was expecting.
Not at all.
And I was the janitor for the bathroom.
Rome, let me ask you, how did you come to be the singer for Sublime?
Just by playing music with Eric and it being right. Everything kind of worked out, you know. We had a natural connection, and then we went up to see Bud and we started jamming, and you know, everything.
Yeah.
Right. Is it true what he said about the paper cowboy hats? Is that true
that
as well?
That is 110%
correct. Okay. Yeah. All right, just checking.
All kidding aside, Eric called me up and he was like, said basically the same words he said when he introduced Brad to me. He was like, you got to hear this guy sing, man. He's got a platinum voice. He can play guitar like a mofo. And it was, I mean, almost identical word for word what he said when he introduced Brad to me, when he introduced Rome. And Rome came up because I'm living up in Tahoe right now and have been for a while, but they came up, Eric and Rome came up, and we jammed, and it was like, you know, I closed my eyes, and it was like, wow, rewind, you know, 13 years.
Is it a little, does it make you nervous, but, I mean, you're replacing somebody that everybody loves, and you've had a long history, and is it a little scary to add a new singer?
Well,
pressure?
Well, we're not replacing Brad.
Right.
Brad's irreplaceable. He's always going to be there in our hearts, in our music. It's kind of like Pink Floyd. When they put out A Dark Side of the Moon, Syd Barrett was their inspirational artist who they helped to create previous albums with. He kind of went crazy and was unavailable, but you can hear Syd Barrett on that album. You know, he is definitely a driving force behind their music. And same with Bradley. Bradley lives in our hearts. There's not a day or a moment that goes by that we don't think about him. When we're playing the music, he's right there with us. You know, Rome is picking up where we're all picking up right now and carrying on so that we can continue playing this great music, because I mean, from what I hear on radio across the nation,
it's pretty rough.
It needs some.
Yeah. Could use some help.
Speaking of radio across the nation, how bizarre has it been for you, Bud and Eric, to have seen Sublime almost get bigger with every passing year? I mean, your band was popular 13 years ago. 10 years ago, it was even more popular. 5 years ago, it was even more popular. Those songs continue to grow. I mean, that cannot be something that you would have expected to happen.
All I can say is good music is good music.
But that wasn't shocking to you that it. I mean, you. I would imagine your expectations would be people love it, fantastic, and then it starts fading like everybody else,
right? Yeah. Like everybody else, right?
But see, nobody understood that when we started this thing, we were playing the music that we loved. It was pure. We weren't doing something. We weren't copying anybody else. We were doing something pure, and so we knew that this was a pure art form and that it would stand on its own merits. It's the other people that should be amazed, not us. So.
We thought we were on top of the world when we were playing backyard parties.
Yeah.
What are the plans for Sublime? Obviously, the show tomorrow, that's great. I mean, that's a huge – I know you've played some other gigs, but this is a huge kind of Southern California coming out party tomorrow. But what happens next? I mean, are you going to go back into the studio at some point, go on tour? What are you going to do?
Well, we're only promised one day at a time, so we're going to take it one day at a time. And I mean, we'd like to get into the studio and create some more music. We'd like to go out and tour and support that and bring our music to all four corners of the globe. It is still flat these days, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's still flat. Yeah.
Yeah, good news. Four corners still.
Roma, tell us a little bit about you, where you've been.
Where have I been?
What's your life been like? We don't know much about you.
Well, I'm 21 years old. There's a lot of speak on the internet saying that I'm like 20 or 19, but I'm 21 years old and I'm from Northern California.
And you just say that so you can make sure to get into all the gigs that you're going to book, right?
Yes, sir.
You have a good fake ID. That's all you need.
Rome's from NorCal. I'm from NotCal.
There you go. So all parts of Cal. But no, man, I'm a multi-instrumentalist and a singer as well. So, you know, this is my livelihood. It's a thing that, you know, drives me. So
what's it like for you to join such a massive deal in progress?
They're my favorite band. Sublime has been my favorite band ever since I was a kid. I listened to rap music, and then my uncle showed me some Sublime music, and ever since then, I started playing music. So I was like, okay.
Essentially, you're the lead singer of your favorite band.
I am the lead singer of my favorite band.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Rome really is a musician. He loves to play music. My wife and I have another band, Del Mar, that we've been touring around doing some surf punk and stuff. And Rome always makes it out to the shows. He plays, you know, he jams with us. He'll do a set of his own or whatever. You know,
whatever.
It's just a lot of
play.
Fun, yeah.
How young was he when you guys first met him? Was it like 12? Three?
Yeah. We've been cultivating him for a long time.
Been incubating.
A bit of work in progress.
That's a lot of work.
Sublime is here, by the way, if you're just joining us. You heard that right. They're going to be playing the Smokeout at the San Manuel Amphitheater in San Bernardino tomorrow with Slipknot, Deftones, Cypress Hill, Pennywise, Cottonmouth Kings, Bad Brains. You have a new website, too, called We Are Sublime. And I was poking around in it a little bit this morning, and I saw something so shocking that I think, Bud, maybe you posted about how you guys have not had access to your own MySpace page all this time.
Yeah, it's really sad, but you know,
But you're in the band.
Yeah.
Why aren't you? What's that all about? Is that a record company thing, or
that's a problem too? Because I mean, MySpace advertises that, you know, this is the spot where fans can be intimate and interact with their favorite artists,
right?
Eric and I have been denied access from postings, from content, from answering questions, from participating in the MySpace since the onset. And it's really sad because the people that are doing this are people that who we once trusted and loved with our art. You know, we mm-hmm. You know, Eric and I are musicians. We're not business graduates, and so, you know, we hire professionals, or we thought we hired professionals, right, to help us through this, and evidently they've just been doing a Burger King program, running it their way, and you know, it's just, I mean, if I was
so that's
a fan,
what the new website's about, right?
Yeah, the new website, wearesublime.com. If you want to talk to the band, you go there, and if you want to talk to somebody else, I mean, I don't know who you're going to be talking to over there, but it's not going to be me, Eric, or Rome, but you're more than welcome to go to that site. That's
just not you.
You know, yeah, it's just not us. So right. Just so that you know that you're not interacting with the band on the Sublime MySpace. So go to wearesublime.com. And it'll take you through an amazing journey through inner space.
Southwest
Cyber Life.
All right. We heard you guys practicing a little bit in the next room. We're going to march you on down there, take a quick break, come back. And as I understand it, you're prepared at this hour of the day to play live music. Is that true?
This is true.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. All right. We'll
do
next.
A whole hour and a half of Rawhide.
Next on the Kevin and
It is a red letter day here on the world famous K-Rock today, 106.7 KROQ. It's 820. Kevin, you're in a room with Sublime. Did you bring your cowbell? Are you gonna be joining in here, or what are you gonna be doing?
Two, check, check. Two. No, I'm not gonna do really anything except for watch them perform.
So. This is a very, very exciting, a day we have long awaited. Guys, what are you gonna play first for us?
Date rape. All right. Live music. Kevin and Beecho. Sublime.
Yep. One, two, three, four. Tell you about a girl I know. Had a drink about an hour ago. Sitting in a corner by herself in a bar in downtown hell. She heard a noise and she looked through the door and saw a man she never seen before. Light skin, light blue eyes, a double chin and a plastic smile. Her heart a race as she walked through the door and took an empty seat next to her at the bar. Brand new car is parked right outside. How'd you like to go for a ride? And she said, wait a minute, I have to think. He said, that's fine, may I please buy you a drink? One drink turned into three or four. And then they got into his car. And he drove away someplace real far. Now, babe, the time has come. How'd you like to have a little fun? And she said, if we can only please be on our way, I would not run. That's when things got out of control. She didn't want to, he had his way. She said, let's go, he said, no way. Oh, babe, it's your lucky day. Shut your mouth, we're gonna do it my way. Oh, baby, don't be afraid. Wasn't 4-day rape, I'd never get laid.
Awesome.
Acoustic Sublime for you on the Kevin and Bean Show. They are going to be appearing along with Slipknot and Cypress Hill, Deftones, so much more. That's at the San Manuel Amphitheater tomorrow.
Hey, Bean, let me just butt in for 1 second.
Yes,
say, don't be,
please.
People in Southern California, don't be confused. That's the old Blockbuster Pavilion. It's been renamed San Manuel Amphitheater. So that's
a great tip.
So you know where you're going.
Yeah, that's a great tip. That's the Smokeout, of course. We have tickets for Sublime fans that are tuned in this morning for this very special appearance. You can call right now 1-800-520-1067. We're going to give away tickets to the first five callers if you want to go see the band tomorrow. And the website is wearesublime.com. I think we got time for another one.
Please.
If you guys got something in you.
Heck yeah.
Live Sublime.
What I got.
Rising to the street, light me up that cigarette, and I'll strap shoes on my feet. Dee 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 dee. Got to find a reason, reason things went wrong. Life is too short, so love the one you got, cause you might get run over or you might get shot. Never stand a static, I just get it off my chest. Never had to battle with no bulletproof vest. Take a small example, a tip from me. Take it all your money, give it up. Charity, that's what I got, it's within my reach. And the subprime style still straight from Long Beach. Comes back to you, you're gonna get what you deserve. Try and test that, you're bound to get served. Love's what I got, don't start a riot. You feel it when the dance gets hot, hot. Loving.
Awesome.
Come on.
So good to see that live again.
I love starting the day with a little pot and a little date rape. That's how it ought to go on the Kevin and Bean Show. We Are Sublime is the website. You definitely ought to go see them tomorrow in concert through LiveNation.com. And guys, I guess just keep us posted on where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing. It's very exciting to have you back, and we can't wait to see what the next chapter is going to hold for y'all.
Right on, us too. Stay positive.
Fantastic. There you go. Sublime on the Kevin and Bean Show.
So that happened. That was Sublime playing live on the Kevin and Bean Show. How
That's
about
pretty
that?
Cool.
I'll never forget, by the way, I was just thinking back, you know, when we were talking about Bradley Nowell with Sublime. I'll never forget, we had him in. Remember we had Sublime in our studio when one of their albums came out and Rolling Stone magazine had given it a terrible review. Do you remember this, Kevin?
I do, yeah.
And we called Rolling Stone because Bradley was so pissed. And I think we left a very angry but very funny voicemail message on the person who had reviewed the album. But he was a very, very colorful guy. And it's a tough job stepping into his shoes. But that Rome seems like a good kid, too. So I wish Sublime nothing but the best. All right. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll check back in with Ralph Garman live at Universal Studios Hollywood in just a couple minutes. He's down there for the Give Till It Hurts Blood Drive with free concert tickets every 15 minutes for fantastic shows coming up. Also, Kevin Smith is there with him, too. So we'll see what those guys are up to in a minute. First, though, time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO.
Remember this hit?
How great is male ass?
Yeah. Hey, Psycho Mike, I have one question for you. How great is male ass?
Well, Mike would know.
Pretty rad.
Hey, Kevin, I have one question for you.
Yeah.
How great is male ass?
right. You think that person called back more? I think so, but Omar didn't give them to me.
Angels! 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 Yeah!
For folks who weren't watching the game last night, the Angels had a slim one-run lead in the top of the ninth when the Yankees had the bases loaded with none out and weren't able to get anyone across. So the Angels win. They go back for another game tomorrow night in New York against the Yankees, trying to make it to the World Series. So well done.
Hello. Can someone wake me up when the new Pearl Jam song is over?
It could be worse. It could be Fireflies. So
yeah, okay.
Count
That's
your
a
blessings.
Good point. You're right.
Hey, Lisa May. I think I know why your dog's been thrown up. After doing some research and checking with my vet, I found out it's because he thought you were black. My bad.
As so often happens with Lisa May.
We were talking about Miss Cleo's driving record and how she has, I don't know, six tickets or something like that in the last 8 months.
Hey, this is in regards to Miss Cleo's tickets. I'd like to give my explanation of why she's got all these tickets. It's called karma. Karma, Miss Cleo, is for you burning us on your jumping jacks. We tune in to see you do jumping jacks, and you do one, and somewhere, somebody is getting back at you for not letting us see your jumping jacks.
That's true. She had a bet. She didn't pay it off.
That is a great point, sir, and I think you're right, and I think Miss Cleo ought to think about that this weekend, and maybe she comes in next week, does the jumping jacks, and then all of a sudden, mysteriously, no more tickets. Or maybe she even gets to keep her license. Maybe good things start happening to her if she quits being a welcher.
There's only one way to find out. That's all I
know. That's
right. I just got off work working at a Ford company, so I just wanted to call in with some pretty fantastic titles. We got Youth in Asia, Young and the Breathless, Willy Wonka in Her Chocolate Factory, Fun with Chick and Jane, and Legend of the Magic Taco. Hi, Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
I'm going to put Legend of the Magic Taco on my Netflix. That sounds awesome.
H1N1, H1N1, H1N1. Highly contagious things are going to happen.
Why hasn't there been a swine flu song yet? That's awesome.
That's a good question. We should have listeners send in their swine flu songs because we need to whip people into a needless frenzy again.
Mel Fon should play a cover of Halloween Spooks. I feel like that'd be the greatest thing ever.
Nope.
So I hope you guys can play that.
Nope. Worst song ever?
First of all, Halloween Spooks is awesome. Second of all, Mel Fon can't play anything. We have nothing resembling songs. You think we can tackle this?
We could do that, by the way. Because it's just, it's sucky beyond words. But thank you for calling me. Around. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 10 minutes till 9 o'clock.
It's now time for the Kevin Smith Showbiz Beat.
With Ralph Garman.
Now we're running. Now we're off and running. Can you guys hear us?
Hello?
You're not expecting us to hear anything, are you?
Well, we were
to hear something.
Well, we were playing your big intro and stuff. Did you not hear that?
Oh. Nope.
Well, that
are we literally on the radio now?
I think we are, Kevin.
We are, Kevin.
I better put away all those vulgarities and whatnot. I was about to open up a whole bag of F's.
Writer, director, actor Kevin Smith has been filling in along with Ralph on the Showbiz Beat all week long. And today, of course, is the final day. They are live at Universal Studios Hollywood. You can actually meet Kevin, meet Ralph as well if you want to head on down and give some blood, save a life. It's the Give Till It Hurts Blood Drive. And every 15 minutes, they're giving away tickets to great upcoming shows, including YouTube. At the Rose Bowl for this Sunday. Also, Weezer, Silver Sun Pickups, Metallica, Morrissey, Paramore. Plus, Ralph, is this true that everyone who comes down to give blood also gets the Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights tickets?
Not everyone, but we are putting you into a drawing, and we are giving those tickets out as well for the Universal Studios Halloween
Fantastic.
Horror Nights.
Fantastic.
And while you're here to give out blood, I think it's interesting. They're actually showing Saw 5 on the big screen.
Really?
Which makes me not encouraged to let blood, really. I don't want to give any blood watching Saw 5.
Can I ask a question in these piracy-conscious times?
Yes.
You know, you watch the beginning of a video and it says you can't show this to a bunch of people?
Yeah, right? True.
Aren't they showing it to a bunch of people? Isn't Universal breaking the law right now?
I think they know somebody here. I think they know somebody at Universal. Let them get away with that.
How can they do that? How can they show a movie up at Universal?
It's going to be funny where there's the FBI comes in, there's a big stink, and Kevin Smith is all over the papers this weekend for being arrested and being part of a film piracy ring.
And they're like, he ratted out his own. I was like, it just seemed fair.
Exactly. All right, what's going on in the world of showbiz, you guys?
Depressing news.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith and I were just mourning the loss of Soupy Sales.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about Ashley Simpson being off of Melrose Place. That's depressing. Soupy Sales dying was very sad.
Yeah. You know, they estimated that Soupy Sales got hit in the face with 25,000 cream pies in his lifetime.
Soupy Sales is pretty much the model for Krusty the Clown.
Wait a minute. So that's what he's known for?
He was famous for taking a pie in the face.
Okay.
You're famous for taking something else on the other end, aren't you?
Whoa! I don't even understand that, and I'm still more grossed out by it.
This is the guy who most people refer to in cautionary tale fashion when they talk about he being on air and being, hey, kids, go pull this green thing out of your parents' wallet.
Get that green paper.
Yeah, right. The green paper.
Yeah. And I'll send you a postcard from Puerto Rico.
That was when we discovered for the first time that the nation has no sense of humor.
The power of television.
Yes, so they were just like, oh, my goodness.
40 years ago.
For money from children.
Anyway, Soupy's gone.
He's dead. How old?
83.
You know what? Good long life. Good run.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pies. He had a huge moment. A lot of pies.
Took a lot of cream to the face.
Here's something about him I never knew. Whoa. That was so sexy. Say it again. I'm going to close my eyes. Say it again. Think about it actively. Oh, my Ralph. Say it in low tones. It said here in the story, born Milton Supman. Supman. Yeah. That was his name.
That was his name.
What a great, the second name rules, because you walk around, people are like, Supman. You're like, yeah, that's right, Sup. But Milton?
Milton.
Come on. That's why
he became Soupy.
That's pretty...
He became Soupy, but here's something
better.
I never knew. He was raised as a child in Franklinton, North Carolina.
Right.
And his father ran a dry goods store that sold sheets to the Ku Klux Klan.
That's right. He used to outfit the
Klan.
That's
in his biography. The man has died, and they're like, by the way, his dad sold sheets to the Klan. It's like, let the man die with people remembering the good things.
When you're a Jew in North Carolina, you do whatever they tell you to do.
I guess, totally.
All right, let's talk about some other news. Ashley Simpson-Wentz is looking for work.
How is that possible?
She has been booted off the new Melrose Place series.
I thought that would last forever.
We all did.
I mean, wasn't she hired for an arc, right? She was hired for the run of the show.
She was hired for the entire show. However, now producers are saying they're changing the plot line, and so her character is no longer needed.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Mm-hmm. Read between the lines for me, Ralph. You're a showbiz expert. What does that mean?
It means she blows.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I've never seen an episode.
See, I watched the show. I think it's a funny, campy sort of nighttime soap.
Right.
But she's horrible. She's unwatchable.
I guess she has all her clothes on, too.
Yes, she does.
Nah, that's a downer.
I have a question for Kevin Smith, since you have hired hundreds of actors in your long, illustrious
movie.
Hundreds
of actors. Use the same eight guys over and over and over again.
That's a good point. Totally. I've hired Ben Affleck 100 times.
But I'm thinking that there's a lot of roles in your movies. Have you ever hired someone for a role and then found out too late after the fact that they were too bad an actor you had to replace?
They're abysmal.
I had that choice made for me by a studio at one point.
Oh, really?
We did the Reaper pilot with, what was her name, the actress? She's in 14, not the one who's dated Marilyn Manson, but the other one.
The one who wrote
Nikki
it.
Nikki Reed.
Nikki Reed, yeah.
Nikki Reed,
yes.
Oh, wrote it. Nikki Reed was author of that flick, and she was hired for the pilot of Reaper. We shot it, and then the network decided they wanted somebody else. So right before the pilot aired, we brought in Missy Peregrine.
She was great.
She was on Heroes at that point. And we reshot every Nikki scene with Missy.
Wow. That surprised me, because Nikki was great in 13, and I've seen her in other stuff, and she's a good actress, very good,
but the studio...
Did she do
like,
13 as well as 14?
13 was the movie I think Kevin was thinking of.
Yeah. Okay, I went for 14. It was a wishful thinking.
It was a sequel.
I can't get my head around sexualizing a 13-year-old, but a 14-year-old, I can.
Game on.
Totally. Grass on the field, ..
Oh, wow.
Who else has died today?
Who else died today? Nobody that I know of.
Besides Soupy and what's her name's career? Ashley Simpson.
Chick,
you can't get a break. Remember this chick? She was on SNL?
Sure.
At one point, and like the
track, she was lip syncing and the track went down.
And all of a sudden it was revealed she was lip syncing. And in that moment, Ralph, you're on national television where, you know, for a show that's prided upon its live performances over the years,
right?
Decades of them. And it's revealed that you are lip syncing. You may not be the first, but you got caught.
Right, I got busted.
What's your move? What do you do?
What would I do?
At that moment, you're live. You got to do something. What do you do?
I would do sort of an arrogant jig.
That's what she did.
Really?
Yes. It was almost arrogant, as if to say, look at me dance, you're a little show puppet. I'm lip syncing. Yeah, that's right.
And I'm a monkey.
It was such a weird move. I think I would have immediately apologized and been like, I'm such a charlatan. I'm sorry. I'm a mountebank, a fraud.
I would have fallen on a sword.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely. So, anyway, Ashley's now available for bar mitzvahs and weddings and corporate events. So.
She hit that. That move for her was so embarrassing that she had to change her face. Apparently,
that's correct.
Yeah, she did. She removed part of her nose.
She was. It was like face off, kind of.
That's correct. She literally could not
she
save
changed
face.
Her, yeah, totally. She changed her identity.
And speaking of physical augmentations, Amy Winehouse got a boob job.
Why?
Because she wanted bigger boobs.
Oh, so his augmentation wasn't just a lift or something?
No, she got the implants. And her dad says they look great.
That's not what you want to hear.
You know
from
what, though?
Dad.
You don't want to hear it, but at the same time, who would know better than him? He's seen her at every stage of her life.
Yeah, right, but
I'm not saying it's a cool thing. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to find the silver lining.
I'm saying,
look,
but
you're
still,
a father. Creepy, you've got a daughter.
I know.
Would you ever want to comment on the shape or size of her boobs?
No, but I'll be honest with you. My daughter has taken lately to showering in our bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this morning I went to shower and I saw a pair of panties on the floor, which normally I love because it's my wife's panties.
Right, right.
And I'm looking at these panties and I'm like, wow, they don't look like, oh my God, these are my kids' panties, man, laying on the ground. Now I don't even have that to look forward to. Now I got to keep
my eyes
up.
Was it too late?
Can't look at the floor. No, sir. It was way too, it was early, but it was okay, when I noticed that once I saw cartoon characters on it, I was like, these are not erotic. This is not a thong. It has an ass to it.
That's SpongeBob.
Yes. What are these cartoons characters doing?
So her dad, Mitch Winehouse, was on a TV show in Great Britain and said that his daughter's health is better than ever. She's sober and her boobs are great as well, he added.
Wow, man.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a dude who knows how to close an interview. He's like, hey, everybody, I've seen my daughter's boobs. Goodbye.
Amy Winehouse, by the way, I think boobs should be like fourth on the list of things she should be changing if she's going to the plastic surgeon's office. Yeah.
She turned it
around.
How
about dentist first?
Yeah, she got some choppers.
Get to work on those funked up grills she got going there. Yeah. Maybe
fix your chiclets on.
Right, the nose maybe could use a little work.
That's
sure.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did kind of dig her. She got that whole like, if she wasn't famous, she might give me a shot kind of look to her.
But you wouldn't take it.
No, but it's nice to know that it's kind of there. But has she turned it around lately or something?
Apparently she's off the hard drugs, just boozing these days. But
there
feeling
you
much
go.
Better.
Look, I did just introduce her to weed. That's all she needs.
That's your answer to everything.
She probably has had enough of that.
I think she's below Kevin Smith's line, by the way. I really do. I think you could do way better than Amy Winehouse, Kevin. I really
do. You said below my line?
She's below your line.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you know?
He's saying you can do better.
No.
Celebrity-wise.
She's got a great voice. I know everyone's very interested in her personal life because she's always kind of falling
she's
apart.
She's a disaster.
Seems, but yeah, she's a good singer.
And she now has good boobs, according to her dad.
Good boobs? That means we could all pat her on the back and say, well done. Welcome back to the human race.
Let's talk about celebrity birthdays, shall we? Director Ang Lee is 55 years old today.
Ang Lee, I would argue, is one of the most top 10 most talented directors working in this business today.
Wow. Throw out Hulk.
Yeah.
Throw that out. Throw that out.
That was an odd choice. Hulk poodles. Come on, Ang.
Jessica Straub from 90210. She is 23 years old today. Dwight Yoakam celebrates his 53rd birthday. Ryan Reynolds, the big screen Green Lantern. We had a chance to talk about this.
Green Lantern, Deadpool. Yeah, he's the comic book guy at the moment.
How do you feel about him as Green Lantern?
I'm all for it, man. I'm all for a Green Lantern.
Is that the one who has trouble with yellow?
He's the one who has problems with yellow.
He does, yeah.
Kevin can't wrap his mind around the fact that there's a weakness in yellow to a superhero.
To the green?
Yeah.
It always seems to me that it should be red, not yellow, right?
You'd think, yeah.
Because
like,
the opposite of green would be red.
Right.
Because green is go and red would be
but
stop.
But yellow represents cowardice. God.
Wow. Yellow. I guess so. It's cowardice.
Right. Hey, guys, we're still on the air.
Sorry, we were...
We were geeking out.
All right.
We were trying desperately not to get laid in public.
Just a note.
And Weird Al Yankovic celebrates his 50th birthday.
Didn't he just
today.
Have a birthday the other day?
Canadian idiot.
No, I think we were talking about his new greatest hits album coming out the other day, Kevin. That's what that was about.
The essential Weird Al came out
this
week.
It feels like Weird Al has a birthday every 3 days. Maybe it's me.
Just a lot of Weird Al news. We cover Weird Al.
Yeah,
you walked the
Weird Al beat for sure, man. I've never seen so much accordion chatter and talk about things that rhyme with other things but are funny.
We're going to be giving away some tickets to Kevin Smith in concert tomorrow night at the
Weird
Orpheum
Al never
Theater.
Has to give away tickets.
No,
people
he does.
Buy his.
We're going to give yours away.
Me and mine,
though.
We got to give away.
In a little while, when we return, Kevin and I, we walk the show business.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, our special guest co-host all week long has been writer, director, actor Kevin Smith. He'll be back with us in a couple of minutes, and he is going to be on stage at the Orpheum in Los Angeles tomorrow night for an evening with. If you are a Kevin Smith fan, how's the game being played? I know it's time for people to call. What do they need to know or do?
We're going
to
play clips from his movies. You have to identify them.
That sounds simple enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're a Kevin Smith fan and you want to spend the evening with him tomorrow night, call now 1-800-520-1067. That is on the way from the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, we turn our attention, Kevin, to your favorite place on earth. How about Las Vegas, Nevada? We're talking about a new show on the Playboy Channel called King of Clubs. It's all about the Palomino, and let's find out what's going on out there with the owner of the place, Dominic Gentile, who joins us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Dominic.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. The Palomino Club, that seems like a name I've been hearing forever in Las Vegas. The place has been there a long time, right?
Actually, it's in its, let me think, well, 1968.
1968.
It opened as a totally nude and alcohol club.
Now, what did Frank Sinatra have to do with that?
You know, it's a rumor. There's certainly no way to say that it's certain, but the owner, the guy that built the club, who's now passed away, once told me that the way that he got the total nudity with alcohol was through Sinatra.
That Sinatra kind of made that happen back
in the
day? I have
no way to know if that's true or not, but I can tell you that he did say that to me.
All right.
You got to run with that story, Dominic. That's fantastic. I mean, seriously. And how long have you owned the place?
Well, actually, I don't own the place. My son Adam owns the place. I'm his landlord. I own. I took the real estate and the clubs. There were really three of them as a fee in a case, and I had no desire to get involved in the topless bar business. But my son had been in it for by that time about 12 years.
Right, but wait a minute, you're a defense attorney, and how did you take that as payment from a client?
I took it as payment because the guy didn't have any money.
And
you know,
what kind of trial was it?
It was a death penalty case when I took it.
Oh, Las Vegas is the best place on earth, isn't it?
Yeah, right. You know, nobody ever got a fee as good as that. Not even Tony Brooklier.
Wow.
Nobody.
So the guy said, I can't pay it, and you said, I'll take the clubs.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So what's the deal with King of Clubs, the show on the Playboy Channel? Is it just life in the club, or is there something specific going on, or what?
It's a strange thing how it came about. They were actually it's done by the same people that do the Gene Simmons Family Jewels show, and they did an episode of Family Jewels at the club, and for whatever reason, they saw that the club kind of had the same thing going. You know, I own the real estate, and I'm the landlord. Adam operates the club and owns the club, and his mom works for him as his controller. So they saw this family thing, and they came back and they said, you know, we'd like to shoot a couple of days over here and see if we can put something together. And they did, and they came out about a year and a half ago. And then by the fall, they came back and said, we want to do a show, and they laid it out for us. And it's kind of interesting, I guess, to see a strip club that is a family operation. I kind of call it flesh and blood.
Sure.
It's a flesh business, and we're all related by blood. So.
It's kind of a weird deal for your son to be running it with his mom.
Yeah, that, I guess, can get a little strange from time to time. I'm not really there much except to go and get my rent every month. But his
break some knees if he doesn't pay?
But Kevin is so right. I mean, I can imagine that Adam, you know, he's working there, and he's not immune to the charms of a beautiful woman, and he must go, Mom, look at the Hooters on that one. It just must be a weird conversation.
You know, I've never been there to hear that, so can't
wow.
tell you that for sure. As a matter of fact, it kind of runs the opposite. She's the one who's probably more outspoken about stuff like that, and Adam is
that's funny. Son, you'll never believe the Hooters on this one.
That's another story.
Wow.
We are talking to Dominic Gentile, by the way, from the King of Clubs, which airs Friday nights at 9 on Playboy. Is this true that you guys are the only full nudity with full bar in Las Vegas?
How about west of the Mississippi?
That's shocking. Like, why won't they allow more of that? And how is it you're able to maintain that exclusive status? Are you grandfathered in or something?
It's grandfathered in, exactly.
Frank Sinatra. And, all comes back to Sinatra.
There you go. Juice.
Everywhere else it's illegal, right?
You can't put both of them together anywhere else.
Topless and
that's
alcohol.
And that's absurd,
sorry,
by the way.
Full nude and alcohol, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. All right, here's the question I've been dying to ask, Dominic, ever since I saw that we were going to be talking to you. And I pray God you give me the answer that I'm hoping for.
All right.
Strippers are happy and well-adjusted, right? They don't go home and cry at night about their miserable lives, right?
I have no reason to believe that they do. They're pretty happy when they're around there. I can tell you that for sure.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear that strippers are happy.
They go home and they count their money.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. All right. It sounds like a fascinating show, and I guess we probably get to know a lot of the girls that work there and kind of find out what their backstory is and why they do it and how they enjoy it and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. They did some great episodes. They've got one called Design a Vagina where they're all body painted.
All right.
And,
all
and then they have a Stripper Olympics, which is kind of a neat episode.
Okay.
And, Western Night and Girls Night, actually. So it's a pretty diverse show. You get there's a lot of insight into the personality and lives of the dancers.
Does it start? Is the first one tonight?
No, actually, it's in its fifth week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we got some catching up to do on the Playboy Channel. The program is called King of Clubs. It sounds awesome. Dominic, so glad you came on the Kevin and Bean Show today to tell us about it. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you. It's been fun.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Those guys who walk the showbiz beat together, Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman, are live at Universal Studios in Hollywood right now for the Give Till It Hurts Blood Drive, giving away concert tickets and passes for Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Imagine, Kevin Smith, are you going to give blood while you're down there, by the way?
I would just, somebody asked me before if I was going to give blood, and I, you know, used my normal excuse, which is I'm too stoned. And then the dude said that doesn't matter. So,
what?
Fellow stoners, fellow travelers on the green path, you can come down and give blood.
Awesome. We are about to give away tickets to Kevin's live event tomorrow night at the Orpheum Theater. For folks who haven't been with us all week, Kevin, explain what you do when you step out on stage tomorrow night.
Pretty much what I do with you guys, except you're not there.
To interrupt you.
Yes, nobody's there to, like, tell me what time it is or what station we're on. We just get to talk and talk. It's like an ongoing conversation with the audience.
And you take-
it's fun. It's really fun. And it sounds like a long time because it's 3 hours, but everybody invariably always says at the end of it, oh, my God, I could have listened for 3 hours more.
Well, they know
they're lying to you. They're just being nice.
Yeah, I would. My mother never said it. My mother was just like, "Oh, Tiger, enough with those stories."
I'm sorry.
All right,
Tiger.
Tiger. That's your nickname from mom? Is Tiger?
No, that's what she called me.
Let's talk about that for a minute.
All right.
That's awesome.
She called me her fat little tiger. How about that?
Here's what we've got going on right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you're a Kevin Smith fan and you can't wait to see the man in person, you can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We're going to be playing audio for you from a Kevin Smith movie. All you have to do is name that flick.
Can you name that flick, 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 flick? Can you name that flick, 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 flick? Can you name that?
By the way, I think Omar has had some of Kevin Smith's blood.
I think so, too.
You think he's done?
Can you name it? Can you name it?
Oh, mix it up or something.
That is the most. You guys always have the longest.
Best.
Yeah.
At least they're bad, too. And jingles. I don't know about bad, but man, they're long.
I do. They're bad.
Like, usually those little intro music pieces are like 5 seconds.
It's supposed to be.
It's a 1 minute long intro.
Well, yeah. I do have this.
All right, we got it. Yeah. Name that quick. We got it.
I can't remember what game we're going to play now.
Let's just take them in order. We'll start with line one, and Joe joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show to see if he can name that flick.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well. Here's the Kevin Smith movie. You got to tell us the title, please.
You know how every girl's parents put a troll in them when the girls are young to keep them from having premarital sex?
Sure.
Well, Myra's is named Pillow Pants. And so, even though she totally wants to have sex with me, Myra says, if I put my pillow pants, I'll bite it off.
That clip is way too long.
That's a long clip.
Yes, it was. Clerks 2.
Clerks 2.
Right. Yeah. I mean, good for you, but, like, you could have easily, like, gone Googled Pillow Pants and find, even if you don't know what the movie is, and find out what it is. I suggest you play quick hits, man. That'll make it a real challenge.
Hey, Kevin Smith, why don't you just take it down a notch, dude?
My bad. You know what? I'm sorry I got in Bean's
face.
He's
a director, man. He's a director.
Job.
He can't help himself.
Wow. That's right. All right, Joe, congratulations. You're going to be seeing Kevin Smith at the Orpheum. By the way, if you don't win tickets, tickets are still available through Ticketmaster.com. We think. We're not 100% sure, but you ought to check. Let's try Connor now on line two, see what incredibly long movie clip we have for Connor. Hey, Connor, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. You ready for the longest movie clip of Kevin Smith's life?
I'm hoping it's real long.
Good luck.
You don't understand what it's like to be this fat. No. I've always been thin, and now I'm a disgusting pig. And it's my first time going to the Video Music Awards, and all the other girls are going to be skinny, and I'm going to look like a whale.
Baby, they're just skinny because they're all coked out whores.
I want to be a coked out whore.
Okay, you can be a coked out whore too.
All right, there you go. That's the first half of the movie.
I totally couldn't hear it.
But, what?
You're weak.
I'm on a cell phone. Shane, Simon, Bob, Strike Back.
You did it!
Wow.
You did it.
How does he do it?
I suck.
You're the best. Thank you.
Wow. So do we now, do we just give up on that one and go to another caller or just?
Can I guess? I think I've got it.
Yes,
yeah,
Kevin
what do you think
Smith.
It is, Kevin?
I believe that's Jersey
Girl. It is, yes.
You're right.
It is.
That's why nobody
all
won.
Right.
Nobody
you're
going to
see Kevin Smith.
What's that line from a movie that doesn't exist? I've never seen it.
Let's go to James. Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Did you get that last movie clip?
Yeah, I actually did.
Yeah, it was a bit long.
All right. I thought it was Armageddon.
Here's your Kevin Smith.
It was
movie.
In the moment. For it you. Really was, dude.
Here's your clip.
Last 4 days on Earth. If I had a I'd go get laid. We can do the next best thing.
What's that?
Huh? Let's kill people. Oh, not you.
All right, there you go.
That was Dogma.
That was Dogma.
Yes, sir.
How about that? Well done. Congratulations. You're going to be at the Orpheum tomorrow night for Kevin Smith. So that's two. We've just got one pair left.
All right. Let's go to David. Hi, David.
Hey, what's up?
All right. Here's your Kevin Smith movie. Good luck.
37. My girlfriend, 37.
In a row?
Yeah.
That's it. That's what you get.
That's all you need.
And that's all you should need.
That was so short. It's Clerks.
That is fun.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
That has to be the most famous paragraph of dialogue you've ever written, right, Kevin?
I don't know.
I mean, I think that is your most quotable moment. I think it's got to be at least close.
I guess, yeah, that's up there. Snoochie Boochies always gets thrown in my face, too.
Right.
Probably Snoochie Boochies more than anything else. People come up to me and ask me to sign things, Snoochie Boochies, and I'm like, that's the other guy.
I don't say anything, really.
Yeah,
you know, you
really
want me to say what I write?
You're going
to
sign
what
nothing.
I say, it's long monologue.
All right, everybody, thanks for playing.
Here we go again.
Can you name it? Flick, 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 flick. Can you name it? Flick, 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 flick. Can you name it?
Yeah, we get it.
Flick, 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 flick. Can you name
it? All right,
wow.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's actually very sad because our time with Mr. Kevin Smith is drawing to a close. And I'm getting a lot of emails just like this one today, guys, from Zach, who says, hey, guys, your show doesn't suck anymore since Kevin Smith has been co-hosting this week. Is there any way you can please keep him? Otherwise, I don't think I can listen when you go back to your regular crappy show starting next week. So that's what we're hearing from people, Kevin.
It's funny. I didn't think I wrote crappy. I thought I wrote unpleasant.
But let's hear it for Kevin Smith
Come
for being
on.
Here all week long.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I mean,
I agree.
It's
been a lot of
it
fun.
It has been fun.
You know me.
Really fun.
Folks, I like to hear the sound of my own voice. Thank you for
Let's
giving
do
me
it one last time.
It's now time for the Kevin Smith Showbiz Beat.
With Ralph Garman.
I think I'm just going to start following Smith around like a deadhead. You know,
I like
get,
it.
I'm gonna get like a micro van, one of those VW buses. I'll sell falafels outside of his house.
I like
know,
it.
And I'll just hang out like a fish fan or something.
Totally. And I'll play the same set over and over.
Sweet.
And long solos and whatnot.
I like it. Let's talk about romance in the world of show business, shall we? Jessica Simpson apparently has a new boyfriend by the name of Gerard Butler.
What?
What? No. We just talked to him.
No.
I know.
What?
Had we known, we could have had a conversation about it.
What?
Wow.
New York Post says that the two were out on a group date with some mutual friends the other night, and onlookers saw them enjoying some intimate conversation, some laughter, and then some heavy-duty flirting, and apparently they left together from the restaurant, probably to have sweet, sweet celebrity sex.
This is sex! This is vagina!
Is celebrity sex better than ours, Ralph?
Oh, yeah, much better.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Right.
And if you're Gerard Butler, you pretty much, that's your whole life is, oh, her? Yeah, I'd like to have sex with her.
Yeah,
hook it
pretty
up.
Much.
His whole life sounded like it was the law up until like 2 years ago. And now all of a sudden he's on billboards everywhere and he's reaping the benefits, man.
Yeah. Yep.
It strikes
for him. He seemed like an all right guy.
Yeah, but doesn't it seem like he's a pretty smart dude?
Yeah, he's smart. He's smart enough to tag it and run.
You don't even
you don't have a conversation with Jessica Simpson, though, if you're like a lawyer and junk.
Yeah, sure you could.
Yeah?
Yeah, it'd be like, how do you breathe? That would be my opener.
You think would she respond well to that?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't have sex with her.
Yeah.
For sure.
But with the Scottish accent, everything sounds good.
Yeah, and he's going to sound way more intelligent, and she's going to be like, oh, what foreign country are you from? It's going to be amazing. You watch, man. And Gerard Butler's going to be very happy. She'll be very happy. And then maybe, you know,
and then tomorrow
Gerard
will
have
come.
Something kind to say to her sister who lost her job recently.
Nice segue.
Wow. Yeah.
Jessica's having a better time this week than her sister Ashley Simpson Wentz. She has been booted off the news Melrose Place series. Apparently, producers are now saying they're changing the storyline, and so her character is no longer needed.
I think that's a shame, man. That's a, you know what? You could tease a person like that, and they, and you guys do, and we did, I think, in the last break.
Sure.
Yes, we did.
But you did, specifically.
That, yeah, me specifically, actually. She's a, I'm taking it back. Right. I feel bad, man. I feel bad.
She's,
I
mean, horrible. Come on.
But no, she's not horrible.
She's a horrible actress.
She's, well, maybe, but this town's littered with horrible actresses. And
that's how bad she is.
Jobs.
She's so bad she can't even keep a job on Melrose Place. That's how bad she
no,
is.
No, I think basically, they, you know, look, they let her go for whatever reason. But
because she's bad.
Because she's that's what not good.
I know that.
All right, let's take, for instance, our example that Ralph is right and she's not a
all
good
right.
actress.
Okay.
This is still the most humiliating thing she's going to have to deal with all year. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
she has to go out there, and while people know that she got fired, I feel bad for her, man.
But if we start treating celebrities like human beings, Kevin Smith, then...
I feel you. I know.
How
I
mean, will we feel better about ourselves if we don't make fun of people
I forgot.
You know what I mean? Better looking and richer than we are.
For a minute, I forgot they were just cattle and puppets.
Come on, dude.
And I'm also going to add, she's Ashley Simpson. This isn't going to be the most embarrassing thing that she deals with all year. Maybe all month, not all year.
You guys are cruel.
I'm smelling a role for her in a new hockey movie. That's all
yes.
I know.
I'll put her in, man.
Yes.
Something coming up. I told you I got thousands of parts.
She's a left winger.
Speaking of hockey... Mike
it's like
Fisher.
The Gone with the Wind of hockey movies. It's just lots
put it on
lots
the poster.
Mike Fisher of the Ottawa Senators has
the Sens
a,
man
has a celebrity girlfriend.
Yeah, he likes celebrity chicks.
Apparently, his he's quite smitten with Carrie Underwood.
Now, who's that?
That's country.
That's Carrie Underwood.
At the end of the
noise?
Period.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was that? That's not a hockey noise at all.
I don't know what that was.
That was,
I was so excited about getting Carrie Underwood. I guess.
That's a bad sound effect. We should never use that again.
She is, are they dating these two?
Apparently they are, yes. And he is very supportive of the former American Idol.
That's who she is.
Yeah,
what year was
she?
She
was American Idol. Two seasons ago, I think.
But what, let's say season one was,
I think she was four.
Kelly
I think
and
she was season four, so she was three
four.
Seasons ago.
Kelly and what was the other dude's name?
Ruben.
Justin.
Kelly
Justin
and Guarini.
Justin.
Guarini, that's
yeah.
it.
She, then Kelly Underwood was a country western star. She's,
was she year two or year three?
Year four. I think year four.
You're four.
Yeah. Try to keep up, Smith.
Here's how like out of the loop I am. Somebody told me this chick's name the other day, and they were like, she's from American Idol. No, she's not. She's an established country singer who's been around for years and years. And they were like, no, you jackass. She got famous off American Idol. And
they were right.
And they were right.
They were right.
And
yeah.
it made me, I sat there going, a little less credibility because of that. I don't know why, but it's unfair, but I think. Anyway, they're in love, these two. Eh?
Yes, part of the success of their relationship seems to be they don't spend much time together.
Of course.
All right.
That's how all good relationships work.
That's
busy playing the game, and she's busy touring and stuff. So.
He's dedicated to this to stick, don't you get it? He's his heart's in the game.
Wait a minute,
the girls for later on.
He likes the stick?
Of course.
What's he doing dating her for, then?
Because he's interested in her five hole.
That's a hockey term.
It is
a hockey
term.
It's
absolutely.
A very legitimate hockey term.
This movie is half written already.
Totally. This is like the Cutting Edge 3. Because they did it, too. Did you ever see the Cutting Edge 1?
I did, yes.
With, who was what's his name? D.B. Sweeney.
D.B. Sweeney and Moira Kelly.
Come on. What's better than that? That's one of my favorite
movie.
Bad
that was
movies.
A great movie.
That was adorable.
Totally.
Those
he's so he's such a, like a hard case. He's just like, yeah, I'm not going to help you skate. And then she's like, you will. Toe pick.
I'm all blind. Love
totally.
Me.
Yeah, and then they fall in love and whatnot.
Please don't let
you guys know we're still on the air?
No, man. That's Ice Castle.
Oh, that's Ice Castle. That's right.
They're far back. Yeah, they don't really skate in that movie.
I'm sorry. We still on the air?
Yes.
Oh, let's do Showbiz Birthday then, shall we? Ang Lee.
Hey!
Is 55 years old today.
One of the most talented directors on the planet. Always does something different. Always giving you something strange.
I watched Ice Storm again the other day. What
he's,
a great film.
He's good. Yeah, Ice Storm's awesome. They have a key party in Ice Storm.
I know.
And
that's
Ang Lee brought us,
I was watching.
He brought us that key party. He's a dirty, wily little man, that Ang Lee.
Dwight Yoakam is 53 years old today. Jessica Straub from 90210 is 23. Ryan Reynolds. Of course, Deadpool from the recent Wolverine movie, soon to be
big
the Green
year.
Lantern.
Huge year screen. For that guy, isn't he? He had that Sandy Bullock picture.
The proposal.
This is
hit.
The year, double R year. RR, man. Hits it right out the park. This is the year of Reynolds. Back off, people. 2009 is Reynolds time. Reynolds rap.
All right, we get it. Reynolds is having a good year.
He's having a pretty good year.
He's 33. And Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
Legendary spoof artist.
He's
is
been having
50 years
a good
old.
Year for like 25
he's
years
had quite
straight.
The career.
Yeah,
this
he's
guy.
It's amazing how far he's been able to take the whole.
Let's get it started.
Yeah, that.
Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
That's our boy Weird.
Inexplicable wow, the success man. That guy's had.
It's like him. That the field is so rarefied. It's him and Dr. Demento. That's it.
Really? Yeah.
And now, and Dr. Demento
not, around
not really doing it that more, at least not in a high profile way. And Weird Al just conquered that world, man. How much do you think he gets laid a lot?
Al?
He's been married for a long time. So,
so he must,
right?
Probably
not.
Wife?
Yeah.
Probably not.
They probably have
good
sex for all him. Him and his wife probably do it all the time, right, Ralph?
I think with Ang Lee at a key party.
I wish I didn't have to interrupt here, but we have about 45 seconds. Are you doing anything this weekend, Kevin Smith?
Yeah, man. Come see me at the Orpheum on Saturday night or today, tonight, for free, for nothing. You can come to Gallery 1988 on Melrose and see the Smodcast Art Show. A bunch of art pieces painted based on the podcast that I do with Scott Mosier. Very, very funny stuff. A lot of drawings of me.
Well, thank you again for coming in this week. We really enjoyed it.
You know I do it anytime. As soon as
Monday.
You guys wise up and fire Ralph, I'm there every day.
All right.
Done.
Good enough.
We're done.
Thank you very much.
Smattering of applause. Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Every Friday.
Pass it over to me.
Put them on the glass!
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
Yeah.
Just like the other one.
Choo-choo.
This one seems to be about to quit.
I'm so not a raper.
And I need another hit.
Y'all be good. Praise the Lord. Don't smoke, don't drink, don't fornicate, don't commit adultery, don't you be gay.
What?
And God will love you.
Roll another one.
How are my little crackers today?
Just like the other one.
I heard it. That was high and tight.
This one seems to be about to end.
Call this a poem.
I don't have another cent.
You know, if you mess with the bull, go for the gold.
I don't want to guard that joint.
Booty might be burning.
Just pass it around.
Hey, wanna party on my c***?
The homosexual is right.
I just pass it.
Wasn't very good, but it was respectable.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
I don't believe it.
And tomorrow and next year starts the same old thing again.
Listen, I gotta go.
This is, I don't know, it's not what I thought it was gonna be.
Glad I'm not alone.
Good night. Drive safely and stay cool.